Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah. Queen never knew. And my homie Chili Chew. Yeah, yeah.
We're giving up for Platinum
Queen. We're giving up for Platinum
Queen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Oh, in California. Give it up for Platinum Queen.
Rather with Don Calypso, T-Speedy, or Scholar. Make you wanna holler, like tips from a hollow. Platinum Queen roll call goes as follow. Miss Optimism, beautiful butterfly, double up in the house. Don't ask why. Miko and Miss Choir songs a question reply. Miss Computer Lady, Black Man, Abe and I. So go and testify, just call in. Platinum Queen's got the West Coast ride again. Richie the BC and us, Cavito Man. Got the chat room blowing up, so y'all tune in.
Rolling. We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Who's cracking with you? Now tuned in to the most dangerous radio show on the internet, on Blog Talk, in the galaxy, in the universe. You know why? Because we tune in to what's going on in the neighborhoods, in the communities, to reach out and at least try to help with the kids, with your kids. Giving underground artists, you know what I'm saying, that don't have deals, an opportunity to be heard. Call in number 347-884-8239 every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, we want to hear from you.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Hey Shonda, hey sis, you start the show off and we'll be right if they hear from McQueen first. What's today's topic about?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, Shonda's having some technical difficulties with her phone, but fear not, the evil Don Calypso and Ronan, the asshole with principles, are here. What's up, Ronan?
Chilling, man. About yourself?
I am doing well. As T-Smitty would get on my case, I'm actually folding some towels, yes. I did the laundry for me and the wife and the baby, but, you know, I had some towels to wash. So that's what I'm doing. And we're waiting for the women to come in since it's going to be the men in the hot seat. And we're going to be there to answer any question. We won't take prisoners. We'll keep it raw. And Double Up is here in rare form. And I know he's definitely not going to take prisoners when it comes to answering the question. So Double Up, I see you got your hand up. Let me open up your line. What's going on in D.C., man?
I'm on the West Coast. I'm back home in California right now. So
nice. Oh, really? So how's it going in the state of Californication?
California's still the same, man. You know, I love my state, though, man.
So where in Cali are you? Los Angeles?
No, I'm in Riverside right now.
All right, all right.
Well, I started LA.
Well, Joe Negro put his hand up, too. Excuse the baby in the background, folks. This kind of came at me last minute when Chanda's line went down. But Joe Neckbone, I see your hands up. Let me open up your line, too. And let me mute myself while I try to calm the baby down.
And I got to talk to y'all about Essence Fest, man. Essence Fest. Let me tell you, man. There's two words to describe Essence Fest. Booty meat. booty meat. There was some folks there that had more than the legal limit of ass.
Hold the player. Even though you are one-third of the Lance Kerr show, the term booty meat is proprietary to Lance Kerr. So unless he gives you express permission to use it, you can't do that. We don't allow plagiarism on the Final Queen's West show.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I can't afford those. You know, the big booty girls. I can't afford the toilet paper bill every month. That's even long, bro.
Wow.
Look, let me tell you. You know, it's so funny because it's hot in New Orleans, right? Hot and sweaty. And I know somewhere in the world there's a bunch of horses crying because they're bald because all the hair was on display. And like I said, you know, booty meat. Now the funny part is, you can tell sisters that are not from the area because they wear those super tight clothes, not realizing that in New Orleans swampy heat, that's not a good sign, boy. So I know there was some smelly cat later on that evening. and they peeled those clothes off. Man, I'm telling you, you don't want to be within 3-4 miles of that, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And here we go tonight. The opening challenge.
Don, what's the show about tonight? I didn't even check your description. What's it about? I'm curious.
That's a hot seat.
Today's a hot seat.
Hot seat.
Yeah. The ladies are supposed to ask some of us men a couple of questions. Some maybe, I don't know, across the board. But
I don't know about that.
It is what it is.
Don, you know what's going to happen, right? The women are going to ask us a question about relationships. Brother's going to answer it, and then they're going to say, no, that's not right. This is what it is. They're going to tell us the answer. That's the way it always is with women. You tell them what the problem is. No, that's not the problem. This is it's a circular argument with them. That's why it just drives me crazy with them, bro. You know.
That's because Steve Harvey didn't say it.
Yeah, Steve Harvey.
Speaking of which, let me tell you, you know, at Essence Fest, if you go to the webpage and look at the lineup of the speakers, it was a who's who of black folks pimping. I'm talking like Michael Bazin, Ileana Van Zandt, Steve Harvey, and
Black folks pimping. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, these folks buy into that stuff hook, line, and sinker. They all were selling their books. Al Sharpton had his own pavilion where you could line up just to get his autograph, man. I kid you not.
Gentlemen, here's the thing. And I'm going to piss off the ladies. Maybe this will cause us to call in. But, ladies, if you take romantic advice from a 3-time divorced dude who wears a mustache weave.
Hello.
Yeah,
too.
I got a question a lot of things.
You
got a question a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
He's a comedian. You know what? When white folks want to talk, have a discussion about anything, they get an expert to talk about it, right? But when black folks, we get a comedian or athlete. I understand it, bro. Somebody explain it to me. Why is that?
Oof. Good question.
Why is that? If there's a problem in the black community, they don't get an expert on it. So, you know, sociologists or criminologists, they'll find an athlete, Shaq, or they'll find Steve Harvey or D.L. Hughley to discuss black serious issues. They'll find a comedian or athlete every time, comedian or athlete. They never talk to a black person that's been to college, expert in the field. They always get an athlete or comedian. I want to know why that is.
Yeah, I can't answer that. I just know one thing, though, that, you know, women are so desperate for relationship advice that they will listen to anybody. Hell, you know, Miss Cleo made millions off of that. Come on. Come on. Before she got busted, Miss Cleo was like, yo, I can tell you how your man is cheating. Don't know you. Don't know nothing about you. You know, but folks is paying, what, $1.99 a minute to hear Miss Cleo telling that? Man, I'm in the wrong business, man. I'm in the wrong business. I need
me too,
to get yeah, you know. Oh man, you know.
Hey guys, hold on a second. So out of the screening room, we got a lady on the line, Shani. She's always hitting it hard. She's gonna answer why she thinks you know, Negroes always have to go get a comedian instead of an expert. So Shani, your line is open.
Okay, hello, gentlemen, and Miss Shonda. The reason why we as black people turn to comedians instead of a psychologist or a criminologist is because we'd rather hear a joke than the truth. Reality to us is just something we do not want to hear. It's funny to us, so we cover it up and continue to cover it up. We don't want the truth.
Mm. I don't know about that.
Me either. I disagree on that one big time.
Why do you disagree? I'm sitting here in the group today, and a young lady would rather joke around about what she really did in the group. To her, she'd rather be funny and avoid what she really did. And 9 times out of 10, most black women, especially the ones who frequent the comedy shows, would rather hear that lie because we do not frequent a hospital. We do not frequent a clinic. We dare not go to a psychologist.
Oh. Speaking of that, and just to go back to SNCS for a minute, they had a very big HIV testing booth where they were testing you right on the spot and giving results, which was very cool. However, what was uncool was they had the most flaming brother I ever saw. I'm talking like Anton Merriweather flaming, you know, that was outside, you know, trying to get people to come in this booth. And I'm looking at him, and he had on a suit. It was a seersucker suit, but the pants were booty shorts.
Yo, are you saying like this? Like, hello, I'm Blaine Edwards, and I'm Anton Mayweather, and welcome to Men on HIV. We're talking about sexual health.
I tried to take a picture of him on the slide because I didn't want to be, you know, I took a picture of the booth itself. I'll probably put it up in the comfort zone. But, I mean, the concept was cool, but the delivery was a little bit, you know, they could have done it.
Hey, guys, we got Covina Man who also came through. Covina Man, I saw you got your hand. I'm opening up your line now. What's up, bro?
All right, what's going on, son? Yeah, I think that the reason why they use comedians and stuff is because those comedians and the athletes, whatever, they still have careers, so they have something to lose. Because I think that deep down, like these networks, CNN especially is good at this, deep down they know that black folks don't really agree with a lot of the stuff they be putting out there. So to get the comedians and stuff to go out there and push, you know, gay rights and all this stuff or whatever particular, you know, agenda, because they have somebody to answer to. If they would happen to get, like, professor or some NAACP, some black Negro college or something to come out, he might just say what he feels. And that's a danger. They don't want people to actually say what black people actually feel. So to get these clowns on there who have careers, have to go to Hollywood, they have to answer to the gay media, they have to answer to the liberal media, whatever. So they get these, you know, these milquetoast spoken head people. And they don't really speak for black folks.
They don't. I mean, I don't have a problem with, you know, comedians or athletes talking or even gay black men talking, but I like to see some balance. I like to see a real brother get up there and answer some questions about, say, like, for instance, why black women are unmarried. They never talk to a black man why that's not happening. They always talk to the women. They talk to gay black men. They never ask a real brother why that is. I've never understood that, man. How come they don't talk to black men about the problems in the black community? They always talk to the women or gay black men. Someone explain that one to me.
Well, I can tell you why. Because when I said in the comfort zone group, brothers, dust off your passports and get to stepping, boy, oh boy, they got pissed off. Oh, my God. I got personal attacked. I got called every name under the sun. I must be ugly. I must love white women. I'm like, no, I don't want to hear, you know, so, you know, there
not
it is.
Not even that, Joe. But think about that ABC Nightline special. I mean, in addition to Sim Harvey, they had, like, you know, they had Hill Harper and Jimmy Israel, who did tell the truth. They weren't sugarcoating, but the people just didn't want to listen, you know. I mean, Jimmy Israel talked about what he called the Denzel principle, where they want the Denzel Washington with the Tupac swag and stuff, which is unrealistic. And if that guy exists, the very few that have that, they know they're in high demand, so they're not going to want to settle down. And they're going to play those women, but they didn't want to listen. You know, Hill Harper, he talked about when he first met Sherry Shepherd, when she, I guess she looked decent before she had a million and one abortions and blew up.
She didn't
want to talk to him because he was riding the bus, even though she was riding the bus too. So the truth has been told already. They just didn't want to listen.
Yeah. They don't want to hear the truth. Like Jack Nicholson says, they can't handle the truth. They like to lie, man. You know what? Women like to lie. I mean, think about it. You know, when you go out, you know, and I was used to go out and hang out, if you lie to a woman, tell her what she wants to hear. I mean, that's basically what works. And that's what men are using to tell women what they want to hear, you know?
Yeah. Anytime you try to come with a logical answer to a question, you know, I went on a couple weeks ago. Joe Nick Bone and Lance had a show, and they were had a serious question, right? And I had to answer early in the day, right? And I wrote out my explanation. I didn't mean to attack whatever. Made out my explanation, so I thought about it all day. I had three reasons. I laid it out, and this lady just started personally attacking me. Just personally attacking. It's like, can I just get an answer without being personally attacked?
You stepped on a landmine there. Actually, you said. You use the B word and the H word, and you know generally that's gonna come at you. Yeah, you got to be careful about what you're saying when regards to that. You know, Mia takes that stuff real personal, as you see. So, but there's no hard feelings. It's all love, man. You just, you know, next time you talk to her, she won't even mention it, man. So you know, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Hey,
I got to check someone in the screening room. I'll be right back. Carry on.
I'm a very, very even-going person. But the reason why I'm so abrasive sometimes on this show is because the approach that I normally use, like logical talk, conversation about subject matter, is not effective with black folks, especially particularly black women. So sometimes I have to hit them over the head with something and be a little bit rude with them. That's the only thing that seems to work. That's why there's a method to my madness, why I'm that way. But I'm actually pretty laid back person, pretty calm. But I'm just telling you, man, the way that the approach we're using now is not working. We have to come at them a little bit like Tommy Sotomayor and a few other people, Sergeant Willie Pete and others. We got to come at them hard. That's the only thing they understand, man. They understand that straight niggerish over the head in your face. That's what they seem to get for some reason. I don't know why that is. But
I don't know. I don't think you have to do that at all, Double Up. All you have to
Hey, guys, hold on a second. I got to interrupt here. The owner of the station is back on air. She will have some technical difficulties. But Shonda is back on the air.
Hello, everybody. I apologize.
I don't have my Hail to the Chief thing to play, so I'm going to play a little Darth Vader for Shonda. That's right. The Platinum Queen. The Sith Lord, Darth Shonda. That is my bidding, my master.
What's up, everybody? I'm so glad y'all are listening. We appreciate you guys in the hot seat. I've been trying. Everything went out. Compute everything went dead. But look, I have questions. Some ladies, and I want the guys to answer. The T. Smitty said he would get in the hot seat first. I don't know if he ended, but I have some questions for Ronnie. And they keep getting at me. That's one reason why my thing went dead. It is some angry people really just upset about her. But y'all really just don't like Ronnie, do y'all? I'm getting so sick of this, though.
Oh, no, they don't like me either. Trust me on it. You know, I got blasted, too. So, you know, come on.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was Joe Neckbone. Of course I did. I got blasted. When y'all put me in the group, man, I came out swinging, and they came out swinging.
I heard about that. I did hear about that, though. I did. But, I mean, as long as y'all keeping it real and being honest. But I'm going to ask one of the first two, and I do want to hear the other man questions. Ronan, let me start, because she wanted Ronan to answer these two first. Let me start with the one, and it sounds like she know Ronan personally.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, Ronan.
Okay. Okay. All right.
How many women have you told that you're in love? Not that you love them, Ronan, but you're in love with. Did you mean it? How many women? We don't want to get no names. She bold. She want to know the name, so I don't know if you ever told her that you in love. But these sisters is like, you can't play with the heart. I'm telling y'all, black woman scorn is something else.
Okay. Wow.
Be honest, Ronan. I know you will, but she told me to make sure I stipulate that you be honest. And I'm like, I've never known him not to be honest.
Okay, so she wants the many times and names?
She wants the name. I guess she want to know if you going to call. She waiting to see if you going to call her name. I hope you do. I hope you do. Because that's another one. But you in the hot seat, so you got to be honest.
Oh,
really? How many women have you told? Because, you know, y'all men will say at the wrong time, and the worst time to tell a woman is you love them is in bed. But she wanted me to make sure, not that you said that I love you, but that you're in love. So how many women have you told you're in love? Men do know it's a difference, ladies. And ladies, y'all do know it's a difference between love and
being in love. You mean to tell me the anti-hero say, yo, baby, I'm in love with you? Come on.
Yeah.
That don't sound
that's
right.
What I say.
Oh,
I
my
said,
God.
That's some Steve Harvey shit.
That's what I said, Don. It sounds
total
personal.
Total kryptonited you, man.
Nah, I ain't no kryptonite. I shit kryptonite.
So hey, have you wrong?
You won't get manhood penalty points, Ronan. You can go ahead and say it. If you did, you won't hold it against you. You were young at one point.
If you say the wrong name, maybe he shouldn't say name. Just how many women have you told you in love with? Maybe you shouldn't say, in case you don't call her name. And then y'all email Ronan and not me.
Man, they trying to take down the Justice League. What's up with that?
So, Brother Ronan, how many women?
Processing.
You got to think about
processing.
It. You told that many?
Processing. Processing.
It's all
processing.
He's lagging.
Okay, processing. He processing, ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ronan had to do a reboot and press Control Alt Delete. he dropped. He's back on. Hold on.
That I dated, I would be not that I would be nervous, but I probably would be pissed if my name didn't get called. I'm just
Ronan, you dropped off. I see. I put you back on, man. You okay?
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm ready.
Did somebody get your reset another chance, man?
Okay, there's been four women in my life thus far that I had serious relationships with that I actually, when I said it, I meant it. And that's the only few times I've said it. The first one was Susan. That was in.
Oh, God, he called off the night. Oh, Jesus.
That was in sixth grade. Then there was Shira. That was around when I was in the military. Then there was Dana. That was like back in 2009, close to 10. And there was Stephanie. That was the last one.
Oh, thank God. You probably made somebody happy. So, okay, there was four. Was that four or was that five?
Four.
That was four. Four that he said he was in love with. Did you mean it, Ronan?
Go
he back and forth on Facebook. Did you mean it?
Okay, when I say it, I mean it. I go 110% for nothing. If I don't say it, that means I'm not feeling it. So I never toy with that stuff. And
good.
The one time I did abuse that woman was loyal, like to a fault. But I was on something else, like looking for the grass is green on the other side type stuff, and that was back in 2000. So, you know, she didn't deserve that. But after that, I felt like dog shit, so I never did it again.
Oh, at least you're honest. Okay, and the second question then I want to hear from all the men. The second question from Ronan is, would you date a woman that has been in an abusive relationship? It sounds like she knows you.
She
knows him.
Huh?
I'm mad you gave us a name.
And she made it. She made it specific. Emotional, physical, and mental abuse.
Emotional,
physical,
and mental abuse. Has she been treated for it?
Say that.
Does Shani just say something about the Negroes not seeking psychological help?
Yep, sure did.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean,
I understand that. I have,
but the thing is, like, if they haven't been treated for it, if they use it as a crutch, if they figure that I'm supposed to deal with it with all the mood swings or, you know, challenge me by, you know, a fist fight or something like that, it's not going to work.
Hey, Ronan, let's re-specify the question. Would you, knowingly, not that you find out after you started, but from jump, before you even got to that point, if you knew she'd had some abuse, would you do it? Would you even get involved? As opposed to finding out as you get to know her once you started becoming exclusive.
I'd ask her one simple question. Are you willing to get help for it? And if she says no or bullshit's around it, I'd chuck in the deuces. Straight up.
But you know the question for all the guys, is, do you guys even, do females even tell you they're emotionally unstable when you first talk to them?
Point,
Well, the thing is, like, in recent history, sometimes it's happened. Other times you can see it by certain patterns, just certain how they respond to men in general or certain people in general. You just look at, like, you know, it's not just some red flags and big neon flashes that pop out. Like, okay, that's something to remember. And you look for what that person is consistent about, either good way or bad way. If they treat you in a specific way, is it, you know, is there ulterior motive to it? I mean, it's all about intensity and intent. So some people can tell you right off, which is, you know, appreciated, but most people don't. They just figure they'll sugarcoat things until you're in a position to where, okay, now I got you now I can really be myself.
You know,
of course,
if I told somebody I was bipolar or schizophrenic, they would not talk to me. I'm just saying.
Nope.
No,
you be.
I agree with you
again.
On that.
Yeah, but you know
I got
what?
A question
all
with your neck bone, too.
Wait, oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
Shana,
Shana, we got an area code 310. Let's put them in. Maybe they want to answer. Area code 310. I see you got your hand up. Yep. Call us on the Lost Scandalous. What name you want us to call you?
Call me by my name, Jay Duvall.
What's up,
Jay?
Thank you for calling in.
Hold on, this is Jay. We got to give the Darth Vader song because he does not take prisoners.
No, he does not.
Ladies,
good, cause I wanna
be afraid. Be very afraid, ladies. This is Jay Duvall. He tells the truth. He tells it hard. Straight, no chaser. So, ladies, please wear your crash helmet and your bulletproof vest. Jay Duvall's in the house. What's up, bro?
Thank you for that introduction. I really appreciate it. I was just going to listen, but then the question that was asked got my attention about dating abused women.
Mental and emotional, now, correct.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me because I'm waiting on the next train. I date pretty women that have been severely abused.
Yeah.
And the reason why I date them, that's if they've been abused and they have been abused down to a state of being thoughtful of a decent guy. Because, see, basically, women that are abused are done not by decent guys, but by no good, low down scoundrels.
Yep.
And I've always said that God created the scoundrel to deal with women that treat decent guys poorly. So once she's been abused enough to the point where she can appreciate a decent guy, then I date her. But she has to go through a process of learning it. And if they've been abused once, nope. They have to be abused at least two or three times before I'll date a pretty woman.
Damn, bro.
That's just reality. I mean, other than that, if a decent guy tries to date them, they will get abused.
Yeah.
They will get taken advantage of. And that's why I tell guys, stay with the women that, that you find attractive, because that's in the eye of the beholder. But pretty women are universal. You know that they are cut above the others, and so you don't date them until they've been severely abused. Now, I've been in love, and I think anybody that cares about somebody that's decent, ultimately, that's going to happen. But, yeah, in other words, yeah, emotionally and physically, they have to be abused before I'll even try to date them.
That is honest, and I like that. Well, let me ask you this before your train comes. Then after you, Joe, and I want the men to answer. The other question given that the ladies want to ask the men, would you date a woman that dated a guy, a woman before you, a gay guy?
Say that again?
Would you date a woman who dated a gay guy and a woman before you? She tell you, would you date her?
Oh, well, first of all, if she dated, once she gets tested, then it's on, okay? And if she dated a woman before me, I hope she still knows who the woman is, because I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
Okay.
Who said that? Who just said they don't
eat? That's me. Double up. If she wants to date a woman, that's fine. We can have a threesome, whatever. But if she's dating a gay dude, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
I'm passing on her.
Well, what I'm saying is if she's dated a gay dude, she has to be tested first. Mm-hmm. And she's not dating
there you
him
go.
At all
Clarify
again.
That. Thank you.
Was that the prior director at church?
Because you really don't know. I mean, even if she's just dated other women, you don't know. And most people don't even go and get tested. But as long as she's not doing it again, and if she tells you this, you got to give her some points because most of them won't even say that.
Well, Chandra.
Yes.
I actually dated a bisexual woman before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you date her? Double up.
It was about a year, but her mood swings got to me because she would just go back and forth, and I just that's why I dumped her because of that. But I've dated a bisexual woman before.
So
I dated a couple.
Why did you stay so long? Why did you stay a year?
Because the pee was good. That's why. Her mood swings was just. It was too much for me, you know?
Yeah, most of them
that's
can't handle it.
That's what I would assume, because confused and not knowing what they want.
Because, Chandra, sometimes I would wake up in the bed with her in the morning, right? Right? And she would just tell me, get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of the bed!
Oh,
I mean, she would just, it would kick in. Get the fuck out of here!
Wow.
And then it was...
That sounds like bisexual and bipolar.
Yeah,
she's like, shit, get the fuck out, and it was crazy. And then she called me. I want to see you, honey. It would kick in all the time. It was that weird shit would kick in.
Okay, let me ask you guys this question too. This is my question. All the men on the panel, I need everybody to be honest. Reason why I'm asking this question because I seen the Kevin Hart stand up and he says this cold men guy that y'all lie. It's a word that some men use to. Lie to their wives and their girlfriends. Why, if you guys are in a relationship that you're dating, that you feel the need, and this is so repetitive, but I want honestly, please be honest. Why do y'all feel the need, if you got some at home in a relationship, that you feel the need when you with your boys to still go look? Don, I don't know if you should answer that because you ain't. But... why do y'all lie? And then you got to tell other women you love her.
Hold on. One other question. Do they need to go clubbing or they need to go have some stuff on the side?
Okay. Even if you and your boys go to a sports bar, if y'all go to a club, wherever y'all go hang out and you know you got a woman at home. Let's say it's your wife. You in a committed relationship. Why is you going outside? Y'all want a damn smorgasbord. But
why?
Who said no? I like that. Because maybe some men are. But just tell me, why do y'all do that? Why?
I'll tell you.
Let's start with you first, Joe, since you said no.
When I was married, I didn't do that, so no.
You never cheated on your wife?
No.
Oh, good man. Okay.
I got married late, though. I got married at 40. So it was a whole different world, most folks.
Oh, see, you have been there, done that.
A couple of times over.
Shit.
Okay,
I never messed with my wife, and like the only hangout I do, like I don't go. First of all, I don't even go to bars in the first place. Like sometimes me and my boys, there might be a movie, like, you know, it's a typical guy movie, violence and shit. Like, you know, we don't want the women to come and complain. So the guys, we'll get together, catch a good movie, maybe catch lunch, and that's it. I mean, a lot of women complain about that. First of all, the dudes that do that were probably guys who were always about going to the bar, checking out other women in the first place, and they were trying to change them.
But see, okay, Don. Okay, let me ask you this. You, Joe, Double Up, and Ronan, if y'all out, and no, let me ask them, because you married, would any one of you guys lie for Don to Felicia? Would y'all lie if y'all knew Don had a female friend? Would y'all lie to her? And Felicia, y'all friend too. Would you guys lie?
Y'all, I can tell you, Ronan would probably smack me upside the head in the first place. I know Ronan would probably beat the crap out of me if I did something. He wouldn't even get
as
the point. He'd have to lie for
as
me.
As he should.
Mm-hmm.
But would y'all lie for him?
I don't like getting into them kind of situations. Because,
see, you on the hot seat. You got to be honest. For real.
I'm
because
telling
I know
you, I
y'all
am.
Lie and look out for each other. Mm-hmm. I just want y'all to be honest.
Put it this way. I stay out of other people's business.
So you wouldn't, if your boy... Okay, I think that's the feedback from Ronan's phone. That's probably why.
No, is that why you muted?
That ain't me.
No.
Okay, let me ask. Look, Shani, you still there? Since the men, they like they talk. Okay, Shani, let me ask you. Would you lie for your girl?
Hell yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Answer for me. Thank you for answering for me. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And Steve, you hear crickets for a minute, but you go automatically jump and say, yeah, she
yeah,
would.
Yeah, I do. Would I lie for my own girl?
Yeah.
Yep.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. No, Ronan. I know that's you, and now.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the person... approaching you and asking you about the person's behavior?
Yes. And that's why I'm asking, would you like, and she's your friend too, just like that's your boy. But then she your friend too. Would you lie to her?
I would lie to her for two reasons. One, first of all, if she has to ask the question, then she's either insecure or she knows something is already going on.
Right.
Okay? Secondly, why guys lie about stuff like that?
Yeah, why?
Social pressure, for two reasons. One, social pressure makes them commit when they're not ready, okay? These guys get married when they're not really ready to marry. Usually a woman gives them an ultimatum, family members, because they've been together so long, and, I might get cut off, I'm going through a tunnel. But, it's that kind of pressure that puts a guy in a position when he's really not ready to commit, but he goes along anyway, and he just gets whatever he can on the side.
Wow.
But I get, but this social pressure after 30, I can see if they're young. But being a man, really, you think that they're pressured to do? See, my thing is this. I never understand, and nobody can make me understand, if you're in a relationship, be it that you're committed, living, or you marry, why do you go on the outside and cheat, be it man or woman? I don't understand that. Because to me,
Chandra,
stay single.
I could answer that, Chandra.
Okay,
so
please.
So can I.
What? There's only one thing better than pussy. You know what that is?
Don't say new pussy. Please don't.
Yeah,
new pussy.
Is.
Oh,
new
God.
Pussy. Okay?
I said don't say
look,
it. Are
okay.
You
Chandra, I honestly don't think humans are monogamous by nature. There's very few animals and there's very few species on this planet that are monogamous. I don't think humans are monogamous. I really don't think they are. You know, I just don't think we're monogamous. And as far as looking at other women, men are going to look at other chicks. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how long he's been married. Men are going to check out other chicks. Like I tell my wife, I say, look, I'm going to look at other women, but I'm going to come home to you every night.
You told your wife that.
She knows. She catches me looking at women all the time.
And I tell her all the time, she always catches me checking out chicks. I'm like, look, I come home to this pussy every night.
You
I come home
her?
To this pussy. Yeah, she catches me. Sometimes we go out to the beach. I'm, you know, I can't help myself. She catches me every now and then. You know, she catches me, right? And, you know, she catches me. My wife catches me, man, you know. But I tell her, look, I just look. Okay, I'm shopping. I'm window shopping. I'm not buying nothing. I'm looking at the menu. That's it. I'm coming home to you every night, and I do. And she knows I love her. And I don't mess around. I don't cheat, but I do look. Men look, okay? And women, you look, too. So stop with this nonsense, all right? Yeah.
But double up, let me say this. It is unrealistic to think a woman to think her husband or her significant other not going to look. My point where I say disrespectful, you doing it in front of her.
I can't help it. If I see a 45-inch ass rolling by, if I see a 45-inch ass, a big booty, I got to just peek at it. I mean, the corner of my eye. I got to take a look at it. I mean, shit, come on now.
I got a question for the lady, if you don't mind. Can I ask a question to that lady that's talking?
Yes.
What is the big deal about looking at a woman, even if you're with your woman? Please explain that to me.
I think it's disrespectful.
How is it disrespectful?
Because you're with a woman. You've been with your wife or your significant other. So you wouldn't have a problem with her looking at other men while she with you?
Jay, let me modify the question.
Okay.
Do you ladies have a problem if he's looking or if he's gawking and he's drooling? Because there's a difference.
There you go.
If his eyes
Thank you,
Donnie,
for putting it like that. Okay, gawking, that is disrespectful. It is. You're right, gawking.
Oh, but do you
but
have
if
a
you,
family
okay,
if he's looking for just
you,
two or three
what's
seconds?
What's her name again? The one said his, Jay?
Yeah.
Jay. Now, when you say, look, let me ask you, okay, if me and you're sitting, at a restaurant and a girl walk by and you gaze at her, you just look at her, walk by? No, but if you can't talk, you're talking to me, but you're looking at her, that's the problem.
Well, here's the thing. Ronan, or somebody clarified it because, first of all, just to look at a person when they're by is called human nature. Okay?
Right. Yes.
That's a human response to look
Thank
at
you very much.
If my woman looked at a guy that passed by, I would not have a problem. But you see, one, I am not insecure.
Right.
I am secure within myself, and I will not be involved with an insecure woman. That is people's most problem, that they have this possessive mentality that you can only inhale two or three times within a 10-second period. All this is about insecurity. It has nothing to do with the guy looking at the woman too long or the woman looking at the guy too long. Now, if he turns around and ignores the conversation, then that is rude. Okay? But other than that, look, people need to grow up, okay, and stop acting like little insecure children.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with looking at somebody else. Gawking, like he said, or if you're taking a long stare at somebody when they pass by you, you're tracking them with your head. That's totally rude and disrespectful.
Exactly.
See, you might as well put blinders on your eye like a horse and let somebody lead your dumb ass around if you allow that to happen. Because that's stupid.
No, yeah, I'm glad he clarified it and you just did too, because that's my thing. When it take you away from a conversation, exactly, that's what I'm saying. When Double Up said he does it all the time and told his wife,
I said she catches me looking at other women. But she looks at other dudes. When LL Cool J comes on, man, she brushes her neck looking at that nigga, man. I don't see nothing about that shit. She's checking on dudes. I don't care.
Okay, Jay, let me ask you, have you ever been vocal with it? You know what I mean? Vocal, where you speak out on it if you see someone. Because if you say looking glance, I get that. But you look too hard. Have you ever been vocal when you've been with another woman? What I mean is, some men, I've seen men go, damn, with a girl.
I don't do that.
You done that, Joe?
Let me tell you. For me, I told you, I got married later in life. And so you reach a point where you're secure in your situation and secure in your relationship. Like, I used to always tell people, if my wife left the house and didn't say anything, I'm not going to be like, where are you going? As long as she's not carrying suitcases, I mean, you know, luggage, I don't care. Enjoy yourself. I'll see you when you get home. You know,
I
and
like
that's that.
That.
I mean, you know, look, it's marriage. It's not a jail, all right? And if your marriage is a jail, then it is not a marriage. Trust me on that.
Free. I agree with you.
It's Shonda. Here's another thing. I remember once, there was a case where this one woman, she had a booty. Like, even other women, like, it was me and
yeah.
the two friends, and this one girl was with us. She's like, damn. She's like, I'm straight, and I want to smack that ass. So sometimes we just can't have it. We look. If it's a straight woman wants to look and hit it, you know, we're just looking. We're not gawking. We're not drooling. Sometimes it just happens. But sometimes
here's another
says,
thing
damn,
that I'm
you know,
finding out
research.
That happened. It gets all bent out of shape. When a woman passed by that looks better than her and she's insecure,
yes.
okay, and if you just take a microsecond look at it, because women used to recognize the woman first. Now they're waiting
yep.
for you to, I dare you to glance at her that I've been looking at for the past 5 minutes. What's up with that?
Chandra,
well,
Chandra.
I agree with that, yeah.
Chandra, you,
yes.
Chandra, you could ask any married man, is this wife the prettiest woman he's ever screwed? He'll tell you that she has the biggest ass, biggest pair of titties. Ask any married man, he'll tell you no. His wife does not have the biggest ass. He doesn't have the biggest titties. She's not even as pretty. I have been with women far prettier than my wife.
He's not going to say that around his wife, though.
I'm just saying, that's just a fact. Ask any married man, is his wife the prettiest chick he's ever been with? With the biggest butt, he'll tell you no.
Let me say something else before you continue on. This thing about why guys lie, I think you asked that initially.
I did.
The reason why men lie is because it works.
It works. It works.
Let me tell you, men are only telling women the fantasy and the foolishness in their head, okay?
That's right.
They're telling them what they already think, because if you don't
That's
tell them
right.
what they think, they're going to have a problem with you. So they want you to lie to them because they're lying to themselves. If we were to tell you
That's
the
right.
truth, it, let me give you a perfect example. Like I was dating, you know me, I go out there and test the shit I say. So I told the girl, look, I really like you. I want to date you and get to know you, but I don't have the money. I can't pay your way. I want you to pay your own way. I never heard from her again. Okay, but I was telling the truth. I really liked her. Now, if I had told her I wanted to wine her, dine her, do all this nonsense for her, I'd still be there with her.
She said nonsense.
But I told her what she wanted to hear.
Right.
A lie.
That's right.
And it worked.
A lie.
Tell the truth and it don't work. Mm-hmm.
It don't work. Charlie, he's telling you the truth.
Well, I appreciate
Jade.
The honesty. That's...
Oh, Jade.
The reason why I might have won the same reason. They eat it up, man. It works. They
right.
like the bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Women are
mm-hmm.
like it's a bullshit.
Shani, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I actually do. My question
yeah.
my question to Jay is, well, not actually to Jay, because he already said he dates insecure women. Any of you other guys on the panel, do you prefer dating insecure women because the game is easier to play on them?
Hell no.
Good question.
Hold on. I didn't say I date insecure women.
I'm sorry, Jay. It was somebody that
said
it. Damaged women.
Abused women.
Abused women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Abuse is different now. I would date insecure women. I'll date women with low self-esteem, but I don't date problem women.
It's the same thing, man.
It's not the same.
It's the same thing. I mean, again, dating people with insecurities is more maintenance than necessary, because anytime you do something, it gets questioned 100,000 times unnecessarily, or you know you get berated by the littlest or simplest things. Like if you miss a compliment, they're gonna question that 300 times. Like, did you really mean that, or you don't mean that? Like, Jesus, like, just take it for what it is. Shut the fuck up.
Hold on a second.
I have no problem.
Hold on, guys.
I have
put it in retail terms that women will understand. Hold on, double. Ladies, I know you ladies love to go shopping. I understand this. function. And what Jay is trying to say, in terms of you understand, is instead of going for the brand new with all the extra price, he's supposed to get it refurbished, where it may have had a few things, but it has been restored to factory condition, same performance,
right,
and for a much lower price.
Exactly.
And if you ladies don't get that in the retail therapy terms, I don't know how else we can explain it to you. Women be shopping.
You know what? I just wanted to say real quick, if you know, if you want to see something funny, after having sex, when that woman says you was out of best you ever had, and you go, it was all right, watch their face. Watch their face.
Hey, remember Jim Carrey and Liar Liar? Remember Jim Carrey and Liar Liar? Where she was like, Fletcher, was that good? She was like, I've had better.
Yeah. Watch it. I mean, because I've had to say that to folks. It was all right. And they get mad as I don't know what. Like, I just asked you if my stuff was good, and you said it was, I'm being honest. Well, you ain't going to get no more ever again.
Here's a universal question, and everybody can relate to this. Do I look fat in this dress, or does this dress make me look fat?
I'll plead the fifth.
Are you serious, Tony? You will plead the fifth and not tell her how she looks?
No, let me.
It takes the focus off your case.
Well, see, I didn't say that. See, there's times where someone asked me that question, knowing damn well they shouldn't ask me that question.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, look, I like the style that you're going for, but babe, let's try something different. So what are you trying to say? Are you trying to sound fat? I said, I didn't say anything like that, but since we're on the topic, it went down from there, but... Like, I don't, if someone tries to, nowadays, if someone tries to ask me that same question, I try to, like, stray away from that conversation, because, again, like, if I'm with you, we're going to work together to get things in right, because I know I'm far from perfect, but still, if you are constantly making yourself worse in the situation that you're asking about, I'm going to say something about it. Someone has to, but I'm not going to say it in a completely assholish way unless I get pissed off. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Look, you know, hey, you need to tighten up a little bit, and, you know, I'll work with you. Not just, you know, hey, you know, which side, or, you know, you know, you're looking like the Michelin Tire Man sister. I ain't going to say no shit like that unless it gets there, but.
Okay,
hey, let me ask you guys this question.
Hold on,
quickly, Shonda.
Okay.
Here's the one thing I'll tell Ronan. If it's that bad, just say, it was all right. Could use a little more Kegel.
I never said that. But no, let me. I'll step away from that one.
But at least, y'all, I guess y'all trying to look out for her feelings. But let me ask you guys this. Have a girl ever performed oral sex on you guys? I know she has. If she wasn't that good, if she used the teeth and you guys lied and said, who said it was okay? Who said it was
there's
okay?
No time to lie.
That was
good.
Ain't no
time to lie.
Shonda, whenever you get oral sex, it's all good. Dudes ain't going to complain about that
shit. Are you serious?
No, that's a lie. That's
how
a lie.
How is she going to get
that's
better if you lying to her?
Look, she
I like
said
the chick. You know what? I prefer a chick that's not good at oral sex. That tells me she's been doing it a lot.
That's a new one.
I like a chick a chick that's not experiencing that, because she always learns. If a chick goes down there and she's a pro down there, that gives me some concern. Like, this chick's been doing this shit a lot. I'm concerned about that. Okay.
You're speaking right there. That,
she's down there, she's inexperienced. She knows she's doing. I'm like, you know what?
Wow.
This chick's never. She hasn't done this a lot. You know, she might be a keeper. Well, she's down there just sucking it up. Hey,
man.
So you tell her, in the process, do you tell her, oh, no, not your teeth? I mean, are you sitting there telling her that? She's thinking in your head.
Okay, let me ask Shanny, since me and her are the only ladies on the phone, Shanny, if a guy going down on you, are you going to tell him it's okay and make noise when you know it's not?
No, like I say all the time, I don't like that. I don't prefer it. So, no, I would tell him, don't even do it. Don't even try.
Hold on. Ladies, let me just clarify what Bebelove said.
What?
Here's where it's really questionable. If if a dude was circumcised before, but when she's done giving him head, he has foreskin again, then yes, there's a problem.
Thank the bitch.
Chandra, I prefer a chick that's inexperienced over an experienced chick. Okay?
Well,
any day of the week. Okay?
I was asking y'all to be honest. At least you honest.
Well, we appreciate Dobo's honesty, but we got some bad news for you, brother.
What?
There's not that many inexperienced nowadays. Sorry.
Well, Roman, you know what I thought about why I'm glad Double Up said it. Do y'all know that part on Kings and Comedy where Bernie Mac said they want to tell you no, but you got to learn,
So he would never tell us. See, this is the part where if y'all are, even if y'all just kicking it or in a relationship seriously, this way y'all can sit there and teach each other something. Like, if this person is not great at something, this person, they can appreciate you. Like, look, okay, let's do it this way. That way they get a little more confident. That way they treat you a little more better later on, you know, or you can help the next man or woman. Again, like, that's kind of bad if you have someone just chewing on hot dogs and you're going to let that slide. That's not cool.
That's true. That's why I said let's be honest. We all adults here. I agree with Ronan.
If you're not sure how to do it, Google is a wonderful resource. Just look it up on Google. There's a manual for everything. And if you got an iPhone, there's an app for that.
Oh, oh Lord.
And I appreciate everybody being honest because we are all adults on the phone. And let me ask the guys too on the panel this. Have you ever asked a girl anally and she tell you no, how long would you date her? Is that a must to you guys in a relationship, or you can have it or leave it alone? Anal sex.
Anal sex?
Yes.
I'll take the fifth on that.
Remember, see, okay, I'm going to say all y'all on the hot seat. At least, okay, two hop for double up.
Hold on, hold on. Double up. She meant you as the pitcher, not the catcher.
Wow, we have to clarify that for real.
Okay. Sounds like a bad situation that took place.
Let's put it this way. Most guys, some guys can take it or leave it, but as a pitcher, it's nice. As a catcher, it'll be a negative. Unless her name is Kanye West, but that's a whole other show.
I'm not really into the Hershey. I'm not into the Hershey Highway, bro. All right.
Neither am I.
I pass on it. I don't have any desire for it at all. I think it's a shitty deal myself. I'm gonna say something that may be surprising, may not be. As far as oral sex. I don't perform oral sex. I'm very selfish.
Wow.
I have it performed on me, and the women have no problem with me not reciprocating. As a matter of fact, the last few ones that I was involved with, they enjoyed giving oral sex and had no desire for me to perform, which was the best situation my selfish ass could have wanted.
I think Jay is Player Hater's cousin, because Player Hater says the same thing.
True, honest. I mean, hey, I don't go down, and I make that clear up front.
You know, I respect your honesty, but me personally, Ben, I couldn't do that. It couldn't be one sided. If I'm giving,
yeah,
I gotta.
I've done. I give and receive. I give more than receive most times, but yeah, I mean, hey, I'm a connoisseur at it, you know. She need to learn. Okay, well, we can get a class, you know, in high school too, but
that's just how it goes. You guys.
Wow.
See, I'm the same way. I'll put on my bib and go down there and get busy. So I got no problem.
Okay. So, any guy, next question. Any guy on the phone have had a menage a trois?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I have. Shit, why not?
Damn.
I was in the Army, hell. Had a lot of them.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's clear that.
Chandra.
Staying with two women, right?
Chandra.
Yeah.
Chandra.
Thank you, because I was just getting ready.
Chandra, there are more women that are there are more women open to that shit than you think, and it will surprise you.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Love.
A lot of your friends are into that shit, too, okay?
Okay, let me ask you guys that, since everybody said yes. If your woman or wife came to you and said that they wanted to have one with another man, would you do it? Please be honest.
Me? I would file for divorce. Time to get rid of her ass.
Who said they filed
for
divorce?
Take her to the city gates and stop her like they do in the Book of Leviticus.
I'm getting rid of her ass. Time for her to go.
Damn.
I didn't expect that. I didn't expect nobody to say they get a divorce, because some men ask their wife, can they bring in another woman? So I'm thinking, if she asks you, she want to have one with another man, would you do?
Nope. Nobody comes in my bedroom.
The kind of women I date only want other women. So that eliminates that from my formula. They don't even want another man.
Well, we had to really be honest with terminology. Like, again, a menage a trois is actually two women and a
man. Two women and one man.
And running a train is two guys and a chick. Or if one guy hits it and then she goes cross town and hits the other guy, that's a transfer.
Why,
if
your wife or woman would ask you if she could bring another man, that's why I changed this question, because everybody said they all had a menage a trois. That's why I said, so if your wife or woman asked you if she could bring another man in a relationship, what would you say? That's why
Chandra, if it was you, Chandra, I would say yes, okay?
Wow. Well,
I don't need no extra nut in the bedroom. I got that. I don't need a woman.
I tell you, Chandra.
Yes.
It'll be some gagging, humiliation, choking, and be all that shit.
Wait, double up. So if like you say you're on the beach and everything, and you're looking at this other chick, and your wife is sitting there looking at you, look at this other chick. If she asked you right there at that moment, would you bring that other chick in the room? You would still say no.
I don't say hell no, because she tried to set me up. I didn't know how she did it. Trying to set my ass up. Come on, man. You women are slick, man. I didn't know how you get down. She tried to set my ass up. I ain't going for Yoki, though.
I've been asked that before, and, you know, at the time I wasn't feeling it because, again, she was... Me and her was just messing around for a little bit. So, I mean, she wanted me and my close friends to, like, you know, run through her like that. Like, she was asking me earlier if we was going to be serious. Like, I couldn't take her serious at that point. But at another situation, yeah, it took place. And I hate whatever. As long as you stay on the north side, I'm on the south side. And, you know, let me know when you head on to the other side of town. I'm good.
No
lightsaber fight. Let me say, I've had that encounter. She wasn't my somebody I was dating, okay? And I had a cousin that was visiting. He had been here. He was going to be here for 2 weeks. And he was here for a week, and he hadn't gotten laid. And so I had the girl over, and I was about to go to work, and I knew he was horny. And, hey, he's my cousin. So I told her, I said, look, I want you to go ahead and hook up my cousin and give him some. And ultimately, I left and she gave him some. So that was it. I don't have a problem with it when I'm dating because I'm not in that type of relationship.
That's a real point.
Chandra, you know what? I have to tell you women something that you guys don't understand about men. When men are dating women, we put women in two categories. Either wifey or non-wifey category, right? I'm sorry, that's what we put you in, okay? If you're not wifey, if you're not his husband, you're his hoe, okay? That's just the way it is, okay? So a lot of women don't understand is that if you might be in his jump-off booty call category, he don't give a fuck about your ass, he's hitting it. He doesn't really have a lot of respect for you. Because you're not in the wifey category. He doesn't, because if a guy, because I run into guys, my friends, and they'll meet a woman like, man, I like her a lot. Man, I think she might be the one. But then there's other women like, man, she ain't shit. You know, I'm just hitting it. And a lot of women don't understand which pile your ass is in. You might be just in the jump off category. You might think you're a wifey, but you're not. You're just jump off. He's just hitting it.
There are ways to know that if it's serious or not. If this guy's actions and words work in concert and he is consistent with what he's doing, I mean, like, again, men or women, if they want something, little to nothing is going to stop them from getting that or showing that person that they are serious. If they are not about it, it's going to show. They're just going to lag around and take you for, you know, granted. So.
There's another point I have to make.
I wish Smitty was here.
I don't know what happened with Smitty. I did put the word out. But, folks, here's another thing. As far as two men and one woman, and you know, a lot of guys say one's got to be on the north side, the other on the south side. Well, usually what happens is if the guy on the south side is pounding hard, she can bite on the guy on the north side, and that can end up pretty bad. Plus, you guys remember in the news what happened? Those two guys from jail, they were doing a threesome with a chick. And when one asked them to switch, they refused, so he pulled out a knife and stabbed the other. So, no, that's a negative.
Hey, I try to make it a point to avoid accidents on the interstate. That's just bad business right here. It's just bad.
And besides, if it's two men and an accident happens, like, you know, because all of you guys who watch porn have seen some blooper reels. You don't want to ever be in a position as a man where you got to wipe another man's semen off of you, off of any woman's body. So that's another reason why you don't want to do that. Accidents happen.
No swordfight.
Son, I don't do threesomes for one reason. It's hard enough to please one woman. Why I want to try to please two of them? I mean, that's the reason why I don't.
That's a whole other show, Double Up. I don't want to talk about that.
Area code, Don.
Oh, hold on. I was away from the casino. T-Smitty calls, or usually calls from 8, from the 843.
But it's the 214 been waiting.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me put him in. Sorry about that, guys. I was away. T-Smitty's there, too. So, 214, what's your name and where are you calling from? Come on. Oh, shit. That's what we're freezing on. Come on.
Hey, good evening, Don, Ronan, Chandra, Double Up. This is Gayla Woods, a.k.a. Contra Mod.
Oh.
I wanted to say hey.
This is an old friend of ours. Hey, and then hold on, folks. We do have T. Smitty on the line, and you guys know what I got to do when T. Smitty comes in. So shut up, Roman.
What you got to do?
Roll Tide.
That's right.
Roll
Goddamn Tide, baby.
Yeah.
I don't like the paper. The Alabama Crimson Tide fed the job. It didn't blow it. Ronan.
That's right, ladies.
And I hope Shonda could
pay
too.
The backwoods of Alabama all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. It's none other than the countryest E-5 in the U.S. Air Force, T-Smitty.
Hey.
What's up, man?
The resident white woman lover, too.
I
now, am T-Smitty,
now, and
now
why is you so late? You were supposed to be the first one on the hot seat.
Hey, I was a Scottsdale. I'm sorry. I was running late. Sorry. You know what my social life.
In other words, T-Smitty
was...
T-Smitty is party because he was getting some Becky from Becky.
Man, I had to go back and get another prickly pear margarita. That thing was good. I want the Spanish fly. Woo! Anyway, I let the lady speak and the lady grill me after she speaks.
I have a question. I have a question for all of you guys, and, I was waiting for you, Smitty, to come on, too. Y'all were talking about jump-offs. Now, how many of you guys look at females on Facebook as jump-offs?
Me? Most of them.
Most of them? Me, too.
Me? None of them.
Depends on the chick. I mean, there's some on and offline, so depends on how she is.
Would you guys ever hook up with somebody from Facebook?
Sure.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
trying to quit. I was single and I was in the drought. Yeah, I mean, that's what social networking. that's what Facebook was made for in the first place, for college kids to hook up, and then they open it up to the public.
I'll say this, though. I don't take that many women seriously anyway. I just look at it like, one, if she don't want to move in my house, get married, or have kids, I'll hook up with her.
But I don't take it seriously because I'll touch something else, like Shani was saying. I'll go a step further. Know how many chicks that I met, I hooked up with, and I told a homeboy, watch this. These bitches be having back pages and shit, slagging ass. Are all supposed to take them seriously? Nah.
If you host a blog talk show, a popular blog talk show, you will never have to worry about women ever again. Ever.
Yep.
Yep. They will come after you. They will hunt you down.
Like Joe was saying, and it's the thing. I always had this thing. If a dude, the first thing he marks is how good he looks, he's a broke-ass nigga. I'll just be honest here. Because dudes who got something going for themselves, they ain't going around taking their shirt off on Facebook covered in bacon grease. Talking about, look at my ass.
Wow.
I got a cousin that did that.
Chandra, can I ask a question, Chandra?
Okay. Who got Chandra? Background noise over there.
Chandra, can I ask you a question?
Is she still here?
Not me. Yeah, who got the background noise? Is that Rory in a sweatshop again?
No.
Oh, I thought you had. Rory will cut me out for the show. Who has that background noise for real, though? Somebody still wants in a factory.
Yeah, no.
Well, unless I'm walking down the street, that may be me.
Mm. Okay, that's you. Okay.
But yeah, I think Facebook is like any other thing. You know, it's a way to meet people. And as a consequence of meeting people, you're going to meet women. Now, chasing them down, do I chase them down? Do I send them? Nope.
Hey, can you
mute
his line, please?
Sorry about that. A bunch of Negroes on the motorcycle. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Wow. But you know what? If you're a brother that's about something, you obviously don't have to chase nothing or reach out to come to you.
What was you saying, Joe?
No, I said if you're a brother that's about something, you don't have to chase nothing. It all comes to you. And the older you get, the more it comes to you.
I learned that every time I go to Scottsdale. That was where I felt I was a little homesick. Missed home a little bit because I went out in the town and I was like, yep, I love living here. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, you had to hear what I said earlier, man. You know, I was talking about Essence Fest, and I said Essence Fest can be described in two words: booty meat. Booty, booty, booty meat. Booty, 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 booty meat. I mean, there was tons of ass, man. And, you know, you got to wonder, you know, seriously. And this goes to Jay's picture. Jay, the latest picture Jay did. You know?
Essence is in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I always want to check that out. I ain't been to New Orleans in a while, man. It's a partying city, man.
Excuse me. Yeah. Let me please say this, because the reason why my line been muted, I've been getting questions, answering you guys' questions via Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. The lady who asked Ronan earlier, who all just came in, to say if Ronan, how many women have Ronan said that he was in love with? She hit me back, and I want you to know, I'm saying this on air because you asked me to. Thank Ronan for what he said. You just told on yourself. Ronan called out for our name, so now we know it's Susie. Dave, so don't be anonymous now, because for you to say thank you, tell him thank you for saying my name, you just told on yourself. I just want you to know that. So please don't hit me anonymous no more, because now you're no longer anonymous. We know now you're one out of five women. I'm glad that she's happy, and she's probably on cloud nine because her name got said on the air that he called out Wonder Woman. So she was Wonder Woman. I am happy for you. I am so happy for you.
I got a question for Ronan. Man, what's your secret, man? You got women yelling at you every show, man. Damn. Ronan, did you write the Kama Sutra?
No, that's something else. But I mean, I always promote people to be genuine with themselves, even if
friends or family. Because again, like, everyone's so conditioned to, like, live a lie and being told a lie. I mean, you might as well tell people how you feel and, you know, just end on it. So, again, I'd rather have genuine friends who appreciate genuine honesty versus, like, people who want an emotional reach around. I just don't get down like that. So
what were some of the questions I missed?
Oh, bro.
I have a question for you, Chandra.
Yes, sir, double up. I'll reread them to you, T. Smith, because I would want to know your answer.
Trust me. Hey, I already drank and everything. I'm good. Lap it up. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, T. Smith.
Go ahead.
Would you date a woman that has dated another woman, that's been in a, let's say, a bisexual relationship, be it a gay man or a woman, would you date?
Fuck no.
Wow, he said fuck no, not no. Okay. And why?
I look at it, you know, I'm all about equality. If a man has, feels a fudge packing, and he look like he hasn't started a little,
I'm not gonna do that.
Cause to me, honestly, be you gay or you straight, I don't like all this double dipping. And I don't want to come home and got some nigga dressed like me trying to wear my Jordan, talking about what's up, my nigga. On my woman.
In other words, T. Smitty does not like peanut butter with his chocolate bar.
Oh wow.
I don't.
Okay, you're making people get mental pictures. Okay.
Chandra, I got a question.
Yes.
You know, ask me. Go ahead.
I'm always wondering, why do all you women, you got to go to the bathroom, you all go together? Like four women. Why is that?
Leave that alone.
Sometimes
we
talk about y'all.
Yeah, I know. Girl, should I talk to him? I know he rich. Oh, nah, fuck that lame nigga. I know he owns Microsoft. He lame. Fuck him.
Y'all always go back together. Four women, five women. Why is that, man?
Like I said, sometimes to talk about the guy. Sometimes the things they make up really got to use the bathroom. When you drink it, you got to release it. But sometimes it is to talk about the guy. If it's what he got on his shoes, if he smell good, if he look good, if he toe up or whatever. Did you see the way he came? No, he didn't talk. Yeah, we do that. We just be honest.
Think of it as a woman's equivalent of a timeout. That's all.
Go ahead, woman.
After the committee.
Let me ask you this, because all the guys answered this. Would you lie for your friend if you and the, okay, your friend is married or he in a relationship, committed relationship, you friends with the both of them. If you know he cheating, would you lie for him? Would you tell her or no?
I won't tell nothing, but I won't lie for him because that's their marriage, and I'm not going to be in the middle of anything.
Right.
And I know people say, well, tell, no. Because that's their problem. That's their issue. And to be honest with you, if I know he's cheating, I probably won't hang out with him like that, because like on co-sign. But that would be something
you
have to talk to his wife.
I got a test where none of the ladies believe y'all. They believe it's a man code and all guys lie for each other. I just want to
think. We don't.
No.
You're wrong. I'll tell you why.
It's a big mess.
If a guy has a good girl and he's out here fucking around, your partner, you know what? Your partner will check your ass. Say, man, what the fuck you doing?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. A dude
will check his partner if he's fucking up.
He'll
check his ass.
Anymore.
Yeah,
he'll
check
his partner anymore either.
Yeah.
That's the man code. The man code is, if you got a good woman and you're doing some shit, your friends gonna be like, "Yo, you fucking up. You shouldn't do that.
You fucking up."
You know?
Yeah. If you with some ratchet ass chick, I don't give a fuck, you know. But if he is a solid chick, he's got kids, home, and his girl's doing for his ass. She's solid.
Yeah.
Nigga, what you doing out here, fucking around with this bitch, man? I mean, I got partners. Check my ass. What the fuck you doing, man? I mean,
I done it to a friend of mine 3 years ago. He was with his girl for 10 years. Now, he said he ain't married. But I'm like, dude, she's going to let her at least move in or something, because once she's out, she's out. And I said, you don't have the same lifestyle I do to go out into town to pick up chicks. And I said, dude, she puts up with you. Either you let her in or she's going to be out. Because when she's out, she's not coming back. I just told him the truth.
same time, if he was married to a cheating on her, I won't be out there hanging out with him, still seeing his homies, because I won't co-sign that. But see, a lot of these chicks, they know, it's like they will still hang out with the friend, co-sign him, stuff like that. And I know a lot of guys, we won't do that. How many dudes you know hang out with dudes that don't take care of their kids? Say, hey, that's my dog right there.
Fuck, I don't hang out with niggas like that. I hate niggas that ain't telling their business. I don't fuck with them. Get the fuck away from me, man. Whatever it is
that you guys don't. But let me ask you guys this, all the guys on the panel, have you guys ever been attracted to one of your friends' girl, their wife?
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, come on, Chandra. Chandra, what was your fucking question?
Have you ever?
Hell yeah. I want to probably bang over my all of my wife's friends. I probably want to bang 90% of them chicks, man. Come on.
I'd be like, she looks nice, but I ain't going to talk to her. She is. Come on, Chandra. You're missing the point. The point is he going to act on it?
I won't be attracted to it. I mean, that's what she should have asked in the entire question, not just if you're attracted. It was a trick question, Jay. That's a typical trick question. No, I'm not saying that's a typical trick question. Thank you, Don. But since you read two of them, it was a trick question.
Look, the Pink Elephant Sisterhood is notorious for this. They're always going to have an ambiguous trick question.
See, that's what I knew.
The fact of the matter is, look, it could be your best boy's girl. You realize she's attractive. You know what the guy's gonna be? He'll be like, damn, I wish I could get me a woman like that. Now I can't speak for women, but based on the observation and the evidence of their actions, when their girl has a man that's fine, they're not saying, damn, I wish I could have a man like that. They're like, damn, I wish I could have him.
Or money.
Yeah. We say, hey, we wish we could have a girl like that. We're gonna ask her, yo. Does she have a cousin? Does she have a sister?
Right.
We're not going to try to go get her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else? So, okay. I'm going to be honest. I got an observation for y'all. With these trick questions coming in, can the women just go ahead and just say niggas ain't shit? I mean, that's what they're for. Just go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I get those, too.
So has any of your friends' girlfriends ever hit on you guys?
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It happened to me all the time.
It happened when I was gone.
I've had a couple of my wife's friends hit on me, and I push them back.
Nope. It happened to me when I was overseas, and I was in Guam. It was like, tell you how it was. This dude was lame. He was in a club telling chicks like Dragon Ball Z messing up pussy for me. I was mad at him. But anyway, I'm like, nigga, you don't tell women that shit. But anyway, this is the only guy that left Korea with no clothes, you know? And that's how you know how lame he is. Everybody can rack up on the clothes of Korea. But maybe Japanese chicks. For some reason, I ended up with the hotter one. Don't know how that happened. I'm supposed to take the less below average one. Okay, anyway. So I'm supposed to leave the next morning. So I'm like, okay, I ain't got no time to work. So they came back. And, you know, I banged her and shit. The chick had her, man. I ain't give a fuck. But thing was, he was still with this chick dating her. He ended up marrying her. And we went out to the beach in Guam. Well, stationed there. She tried to pull my pants down the ocean and grab my junk. I told him this shit. He was like, nah, man, I love her. I said, okay, man. I'm just being your boy, and I'm telling you this shit. He didn't want to listen. Well, found out 2 years later, she was cheating on him. And this was before he married her. I was trying to warn him this is what happened. Cause I said, I could have been dirty and slept with her, too. Because a homegirl has a man, and she straight told me what he doesn't know won't hurt him. I said, dude, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
Hey, and I did tell her before she left on the plane, hope you ain't tongue kissing your spouse, that'd be fucking her in the mouth. Wait, Jada Kid said that time. Hey, I treat her like shit. But the thing is, look at how she carried herself, and I'm like, why am I going to treat that with respect? You got a man, and I'm having a field day with you, and she cleaning my room, cooking my food, and I ain't had to buy her a fillet of fish. And I'm having a field day. Why the fuck am I respect that she got a man back where she was at?
Chandra, can I ask you a question, too, about women?
I know I ain't shit. I admit it.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on, Shonda, Shonda muted herself. She's probably answering other questions on Twitter.
She's probably mad at me.
Nah, she's not mad at you, Smitty. She's probably trying to do damage control with the female listeners.
No, I'm talking about them ghostwriters.
Oh, hell yeah. I know they're mad at me. Apparently, they used to be, you know, before I was married, remember the pity party radio heifers who were saying that I don't have a girlfriend, it's my sister and shit? When Ronan went online and said, hey, I saw the ring, they got pissed off. Yeah, Ronan was the first one.
I met
Ronan was the first one from BTR to see the ring, you know?
Hey, John, I met the wife. John. Hey, and those women mad at me because I don't like raisin stomachs. Yeah, I said it.
John, there are over 2.1 million more black women than black men in this country. There's over 2 million more women than black men. I hate to tell women this, but at some point, women are going to have to start sharing men because there's not enough men.
They already are.
Women don't even have to share men. They can outsource. I mean, hey, you got companies that outsource to India. They can if they want to keep it black, they can outsource to South America. They can outsource to the Caribbean, or they can outsource to the mainland. They're the ones who choose not to.
John, I have been around the world. There is not a demand for American women around the world. Trust me, there's not a demand for them, bro. They're not highly prized as like Italian women or Spanish women, which I think are very, very sexy women, Italian and Spanish women. But I don't think American women are that prized. I just don't think they're that prized, bro. Sorry. It's the mentality
he's talking about in a that's the main thing that makes an odd man, not even the looks. It's the mentality that makes a woman undesirable.
I just want to point something out. Those Italian and Spanish women, you know what makes them desirable? What they will never admit to. It's those black genes. When the Moors conquered that part of Europe and they mixed with them, that's what gives them the nice darker complexion, the nice dark hair and the curves and stuff. Yeah, that's from their African lineage that they don't want to acknowledge, but that's a whole other show.
They're so pretty, man. Them Spanish chicks with those green eyes. Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, fuck.
I love those Easter block Europeans. All I got to do is get a two-piece chicken and some potatoes, and they're in.
You know what, man?
I'll tell you what.
I was on the show.
Cut this.
Yeah.
What happens is anyone who traveled on the military, stuff like that, like black men, your horizons are broad and your eyes are open.
Broad.
And you're like,
yes.
I get so
we
much
have
better.
Another caller.
Yeah, we got a 323. We got another.
I'm trying to call it 323.
Someone up from Los Scandalous.
Yes.
323, your line is open.
No, that's me, Jay Duvall. I got off my cell phone and now I'm on my home phone, so you won't hear the noise.
Oh, good.
Sorry about Dwight Howard.
No, I'm glad.
I'm glad he's gone. He ain't shit anyway, man. He's a loser, Dwight. I'm
they
glad he's gone.
They should have never brought him in.
Yeah, he's a loser, bro.
Speaking of him, and it's a problem I have a lot of dudes with money, brothers. This thing has six baby mamas out here. But at the same time, let's say it's Dwight Howe. It was Dwight Howe who parked my car last night when I was out in the town and today. This thing will still have six baby mamas. And they know
eight
he has
kids.
Baby mamas. But
he got eight kids and six baby mamas.
Yeah,
got
eight kids ain't shit.
Yeah, you know what, though? When you look at the draft, the NFL or the NBA draft, you see these dudes like, standing up there. Look in that crowd. You're going to see a chick with a baby or two or three or four, you know. And so she's looking like cha-ching, payday, nigga. And so, you know, I feel sorry for these dudes because, you know, in a way because they're kids, man. These guys, a lot of them, some of them just fresh out of college, some of them from high school, and they don't realize that they're going to be on, what's that, a tabloid newspaper? The Inquirer?
TMZ.
Talking about, talk about LaShika Washington just got a $2.8 million payday in her divorce. So, you know, it's just sad, man. You know, because they're getting plucked right and left.
Yeah, but you know what? Dwight should have known better. Dwight had a brother. Dwight grew up in a two-parent household. He should have knew better.
He's a preacher's son, too, by the way.
Yeah, I don't understand this fool, man. He get caught up. Eight kids by six different women.
Seriously,
and he grew up in a two-parent household? I don't understand it, bro. I don't get it, man.
Y'all talking about preachers. Y'all done went to sports, too. Hold on. Question. I actually got two of them. First one is, are church girls really that easy? Any of you guys can answer.
Hell yeah. If a girl tells me she's a Christian in church, that means I'm going to hit it faster. That's what it tells me. I'm going to fuck her ass quicker. If she goes to church, I'm going to hit it quicker. That's all it tells me, man.
You know what a church girl is?
I just got this to say. Ezekiel 23 verses 19 and 20.
Church girls
again.
Easy.
Look up in the NIV version. Ezekiel 23 verses 19 and 20. Or maybe 19 and 21. Just look it up.
What is
just
that?
Look it
what
up.
Is that, Don? I don't have a Bible. I don't have a Bible. What is that?
If you're by a computer, just look. Oh shit! I got to pull it up. Anyway, Ezekiel 23:19-20. I say it again. See, all you ladies are going to get this out of Shonda. Ezekiel 23:19-20.
The Bible,
okay?
The Bible.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a this is what the Bible says. But anyway, Shonda asked you a question. Yes, there are two ways to look at church girls. Either they're too religious from birth, or they had too many damn kids and trying to turn their lives around.
Right.
That's how I look at church women.
Wow.
And all they still
hey. Those same church girls you see falling out on Sunday morning, same backing up in the club on Saturday night. Okay, them hoes, church girls, are the biggest hoes on the planet. Biggest hoes on the planet, church girls. All right. Biggest hoes.
Church girls are easy, but preacher women are even easier. They're the cheapest women everyone. Oh my goodness.
Okay, let me do a quick disclaimer. Church women, double up. Holla out your email. Don't hit me. Please don't. So Facebook,
Twitter. Hey, that's my favorite scripture in the Bible. Yet she became more and more promiscuous as she recalled the days of her youth when she was a prostitute in Egypt. There she lusted after her love, whose genital like those of donkeys, and whose dimensions were like that of horses. So that means she ain't taking no small things.
Shannon, y'all both been in the hot seat. Y'all done brought the Bible with church girls in it.
Chandra, can I ask you a question, sweetie?
Yes.
Have you ever dated a woman, Chandra?
No, sorry.
Wow. So then you don't know what we're talking about. Because we have dated women before, so we know what we're talking about,
all
right?
Okay, I didn't say you didn't. That's first of all. I'm having a conversation with the other people on Twitter who listening to the show who have a problem with some of the stuff you saying, but the main one want to talk about wrong. So that's why I keep muting my line.
They ain't got a damn cell phone at work. They got minutes on the weekend.
Don't be mean.
Okay, I'm
going to
call in.
Well, maybe they don't want Ronan to figure out or hear their voice. Have you thought about that?
I think these questions from Sean. I think these are Shonda's questions. I think these are her questions generated from her. I think so. Yes, I do.
No, sir,
did
it's not. But then you're not in another thing that we're in.
Look,
in the conference on a different
out,
thing. You're not even my friend on Facebook. Or other websites.
To the ladies who are listening on Twitter who want to harass Shonda, you know, ask all the questions about Ronan and all that stuff. Ladies, why be so shy? If you know the guy already, he probably left you with a flaky bag before. You probably sampled his DNA. So what is it going to hurt you to put your voice out there? I mean, already have, you know, the more intimate stuff. So just grow some ovaries and come on the line.
And let me ask my sister, Lisa, do you want double up in the comfort zone? My sister is listening. And see, that's what the question is like. Joe, you still on the line? When you say they went in on you, they're tearing double up another asshole.
Wow.
That's my point. So he
don't
need
to
know
what's
going
on.
One at a time. I'm glad Double Up is here, and I know Shonda's sister is listening. We need to take Shonda's sister and Double Up, lock him up in the room, give him some baby oil, a paddle, and a CD player with Prince record, all of Prince's records, and let him have that. And I get 5% of all the profits from the sex tape that when a DVD gets released. I get 5% of the commission.
That might not be good. That might not be good.
No, it's not going to be good.
They're not hearing from you a lot, so the ladies may say something. I can't wait to have to show in the conference zone because they ain't hearing from Joe too much.
Hold on.
We got an Alabama number. We got an Alabama number with their hands up. So,
Oh, shit.
We got a 205.
That's
make a
say
roll with fire, too. Make a say roll with fire.
Are you serious?
Wow, God.
Yep.
You feel it, time.
Roll Tide, 205.
Hey, you gotta play this song. This is the song of champions. The song of
no,
leadership, opportunity. Great song.
That's an Alabama theme song. So 205, you raise your hand. What's your name? I know you're calling from Alabama. What you got to say?
Hi, you guys. This is Chandra's sister. This is Lisa.
Hey, what's happening?
How is everybody doing this evening? I have been listening, just kind of laid back and listening, because it's really not a lot I have to say tonight. Imagine that. So I'm just listening.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do you want double up in the comfort zone?
Hold on a second. Save that Southern comfort. Don't drink the whole bottle. Save some for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't actually know double up, and double up can get it just like anybody else get it.
Uh-oh.
Not above.
Oh,
not
shit.
Above.
That's
I mean,
what I'm talking about.
I mean,
that's what I'm talking
not
about.
Above get, yeah.
It's about to be hot. Uh-oh.
I like your sister, Chandra.
Yeah, double up. You the new women boy.
Yeah, she'll be.
And the only thing about it, Chandra, her name is damn Chandra. S-H-A-N-D-A.
Chandra, okay.
I gave up trying to tell him how to pronounce it correctly. Just don't worry about
that.
I gotta mute my lock.
Yo, but I'm telling you, when I said no come ups, oh my God, they went nuts. They went nuts.
And you know,
I said no come ups.
She told me about that, Joe. My sister said, you got to go to the conference zone. They tearing your boy. I said, who?
She said Joe
Nagel.
Really,
and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. They really gave him a hard time. But my thing
no,
is.
No come-ups. That's my policy. Yeah. No come-ups.
Everybody is entitled to their opinion. It is what it is. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got them. Because
that's
the right.
Yeah. So, Joe, did you handle yourself? I missed all the posts. There were so many. I didn't get to read them all.
Look, I don't curse people out. I don't, you know, call them out of their name or anything like that. It's not about that, you know. They did to me, though, but that's okay. That's how it goes.
No, they
you know?
Did not. They did not. They did not.
Here's the funny part. Here's the part that gets me. Here's the funny part. You know, I find generally, that women say they want one thing, but then their actions say totally different. They say they want a strong, smart man, but when they're presented with one, what do? They get mad as hell. Because you can't have a strong, smart man that's not going to look at you and say, well, why is this, this, and this, and this, and this? You want a man that you can control. You want a man that basically you can say, shut up, and that's that. And a strong man ain't that guy. A strong man ain't gonna be that guy. You know, and that's the bottom line. Yeah. So, you know,
what women want, they want an on-point simp. That's what they want. That's what they want, man.
Mm-hmm.
They want an on-point simp.
Yeah. They want a dude they can stick
their hand
up.
Well, how can you say that and you ain't a woman? Like you just said, I have never dated a woman, so you answer. So how do you know that?
Chandra, I can answer that question, Chandra, because what I deal with women, if I want to just be myself and talk to a woman, I'm not going to get nowhere. But if I turn to an asshole, tell them what they want to hear, I'll get women. So a lot of men have an altered ego. We turn into something that we're not. A lot of men are actors out here. They're really a far different person than what they're presenting because that's the only way they have to be to get a black woman. You got to be a certain way. That's why a lot of times.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm telling you the truth, sir.
I got to throw the flag play on that one because I'm a shitty actor. I can't do it. I can't. If it's bullshit, I can't fuck with it. I can't.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Well,
a lot of guys are acting.
What are you acting for?
Me? You talking to me?
What,
whoever said you have to act. What do you have to do? If you are a man, stand your ground and be who you are. And if that woman wants
saying,
you, that's what she's going to do.
I'm just telling you. I'll answer the question. A lot of guys cannot be, I'm not saying me, but I'm saying when I was in my 20s, you have to be what, I'm saying you have to be with what women want, but you have to have a certain persona. You have to be a little bit more rugged. That's what women seem to be attracted to. And a lot of men are feeding into that nowadays, and they're being more what women want, and that's what women are getting. And I'm just saying that's just the way it is. I didn't make the rules. The game is what it is.
I want her to play games.
But you keep saying women.
Yeah.
You keep saying women. Women.
Yeah.
What type of women are you dealing with? What type
women
of
like you.
Are you
women
for?
Like you. Women like you.
I thought you were married,
Basic sisters.
Playing on that plate.
Basic
ass
sisters.
Starters.
No. I'm just saying they're just regular women. I'm just saying you are a regular woman. That's all I'm saying.
No,
okay.
I'm not regular.
I'm in trouble? Am I in trouble or what?
No, I'm just saying. It's nothing regular about me.
I'm saying regular. I'm a regular dude, okay? Don's a regular guy. I'm just a regular person, okay? Shit, that's what I mean by that. It's no disrespect. It's a regular person. That's all. A regular person.
Let me clean up what he's saying, right? Let me clean up what he's saying. I'm gonna try to clean it up because you just dumped a lot of shit out there. All right,
I'm
gonna do my best here. Yeah,
this is
Joe. This is Joe Nichols talking. But look, here's the deal. I noticed something on Facebook, and I noticed something in life. All right, women that complain the most tend to date dudes that live within 10 square miles of their house. And proof that poor dudes that live within that 10 square miles or 20 or whatever. Right, as you travel. And just like it works for men, as you travel and you
okay,
get
who in the kitchen? Wait, Joe, I'm sorry, because I can't. Who in the kitchen?
I hope it's a woman. I'm trying to level my stove. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Double up till Joe get through talking.
But I'm just saying, you know, like as you travel and you are exposed to more, then your expectations and your needs are going to change and you're going to want different. And the same dude that made you happy that lived within 10 square miles aren't going to make you happy the same way anymore. So I encourage women and men to travel. Get out there and see what the world is like because it's not the same everywhere in the country. It's not the same everywhere in the world. So if you're meeting bullshit men, then you need to get on out there and hit the road and find other men in other places because they're not the same as where you live and grew up.
Hey, Joe, I'll say this real quick. And when he talking about travel, black people here, he ain't talking about Atlanta and New Orleans.
Thank you, but I have traveled, and I still do travel besides New Orleans and Atlanta.
You know, black folks flock to Atlanta like Muslims flock to Mecca.
Yeah.
Black folks wear Atlanta, Shangri-La. I tell you,
y'all is hilarious.
Yeah, but this goes back to what I was saying.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this goes back to what I was saying about no come-ups. You know, I told y'all, I'm in my 50s. I meet women in their 50s that never been on an airplane. I meet women in their 50s that never left this. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I meet women in their 50s that have never left this city that I'm living in right now. Never been outside. And if they did, they had to go by car. And so they spent years of their life with a dude when to them taking a vacation is going to his mama's house or to his family reunion. That's not a vacation, right?
I understand that. That's the exact reason with my daughter. That's why I take her to different places so she can be well-traveled to do the Bahamas. We just came back from Grand Turk. I mean, different places, see different things so she can know that there is a different way of living.
Yeah, but don't expect me to fund your world like that. And I meet so many women to say, oh, I want to go to New York. I know you go to New York all the time. Fuck that shit. I ain't taking you nowhere. And it's like, you have money.
Wow.
You can go to New York. You can go to New York on your own. All right? Go on your own. and tell me what it's like. Come back and tell me what it's like. Then we'll go together next time. And it sounds harsh, but you got to understand. My dollar is for me. I work hard for me. I'm not working hard to enrich your life, you know, especially if you ain't my wife. You just somebody I'm just going out with. I ain't enriching your life. If Applebee's was the only place that Pookie took you, Applebee's would be the only place we go, right?
I understand that too, but at some point you should want to help somebody along the way. It ain't about you funding everything. That's not what it's about. But if there's somebody that you can be into, I mean,
absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with teaching someone.
Not a thing. But
Shani, have you ever dated someone that took you traveling? Look, not to ATL or New Orleans. Have you ever?
Or the dog track in Short, Alabama.
Stipulated.
Hey, Shonda. Hey, and don't forget about the dog track in Short, Alabama.
Yeah. First woman that says, I want to go on a cruise with you, and I'm paying, we're going. I will show her the time of her life. But women ain't going to do that. They're not going to come up and say, you know, I have never been on a cruise, so tell you what, since you've been on a bunch of them, I'll pay. And you show me around, I'm marrying that woman.
Let me ask a question, please, because that's something that I'm always harping on. Can I ask, what's your name, Sandra?
Shonda.
Okay, Shonda. You and then every other black woman, I'm going to ask a question. Why do black women have such a huge issue paying their own way when they do something with a man?
Correction. Well, American.
Good question,
black
Jay.
American,
I'm not one of them,
women.
But you
no,
got
no.
Shani and my sister on the line.
For starters, when I'm just meeting the guys, I don't want you to pay for anything. Because, see, the mentality of some guys, by the time you buy dinner and a couple of drinks, you think you're going to get some pussy? I think not.
How about
no, you're not paying a mortgage here, because if you think you're going to pay a mortgage here, you think you're going to have somewhere to lay down for 30 days. I think not, partner. No, I don't need you to pay any of my bills. No, I'll do that myself. We can go out. We can have a good time. If I'm into you, the only thing you can do for me is some extra. You can buy a bitch a pair of shoes or a pair of bangs.
Yeah.
but anything other than that, no, I don't want it, because I don't need you throwing anything up in my face talking about what you've done in my household.
But real men don't do that. Real men don't
no,
throw
don't
up in their face what
nope.
they did
yeah.
for you. They'd
nope.
be bold.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. And the point is, you have a lot of boys portraying
God,
to be mean.
Make me
it is
right.
what it is.
But they show a lot of pussy, though.
It is
yes,
what
they
it
do.
Is.
Yeah?
They get a lot of and make babies. They make plenty of babies.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean,
can I answer the question? Hey, you know what, though?
Yeah.
I'm the type of guy, and Shonda Twitter's going to explode when I say this.
Uh-uh.
I ain't paying for shit when I first meet you. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, you pay your way, I'll pay mine. I don't
and
know you like that. And see, what happens, most of these chicks expected, I'm not y'all. Not your family. I'm supposed to do your hair. I'm supposed to go to your church. I ain't talking about none of them. I'm talking about speaking in general here. Most women expect you to pay for something. It's how they come
yes,
out.
Sir.
Well, the man's supposed to do this. Hold on. It's the same women that say in 2013 they can't make a hot meal, but it's 1912 all over again when they come
well,
and open
preach.
Up that pre-made toast bag. So
preach.
My thing is, and this is what I
yeah,
tell guys. Hey, this is what I tell dudes. When, if you are paying for it, it's your money, your rules. If she
yeah.
doesn't like it, she can shut up,
that's a good
pay,
point.
Or date somebody else. Your
and
money,
you know
your
what?
Rules.
And I guess I learned when I was younger, a friend of mine was dating a guy. He was giving her plenty money. Plenty money. Every time you look up, he's paying a rent. He's doing this and this. One night he got upset, proceeded to whoop her ass.
Yes.
We tried to stop him. He said, everybody better sit down. He said, because at this point, I'm whooping
wow.
my money. I'm whooping my money. So I was like, well, there you go. There you go. Because at some
exactly.
point, he felt like he had done enough that whatever he
so y'all just
to
sat
do,
there and
that.
Let him whoop his money?
Yep.
My thing is, you knew what you was
no,
giving.
No, you didn't answer, though. Y'all sat there and
oh,
let
oh,
him.
No, no.
Oh, we tried to break it up and he pulled out a pistol. A bitch not trying to get shot.
And I bet he wanted to return on his investment. That's economics 101.
I'm telling you. And men have that mindset now. And ain't nobody got time for that.
You'd be surprised. Maybe different states, men are different.
Some men, I don't know how many men would do that.
Plenty of them do that. It's plenty because men feel like if you have taken their money, you owe them something or they are entitled to something. You get no entitlement here. I have to be dealing with you for a while to take anything.
And I say this in all due respect. That's a broad generality right there because, again, if I do something if men like myself, which is there are quite a few of them, if we do something out of genuine interest, like say we go out to eat and say, hey, you coming with me? You're like, you have a chance to go. But I'm not going to sit there and hound you all night for a drink or if I bought you a pack of gum or put $10 of gas in your tank. That's not that serious. It ain't.
Right.
I mean, if you got a guy who's doing all that trying to basically treat you like property because he put a lease on it, that's your call. I mean, again, if you're still messing with this dude, you're sitting there supporting the whole Trick and John relationship there, and it's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it's just a double-edged sword. I'm just not into anybody.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Somebody went by the trees in the country, didn't it?
Thank you. AT&T.
I was asking Shani, of course, what happened? Y'all don't scare Shani off?
No, they ain't scared me. I'm sitting here listening.
Shani, have you ever had a man to take you outside of, T. Smitty, let's not include Atlanta, New Orleans. But they ever take you anywhere?
Take a single law?
Yes, I've had traveling experiences with guys, yeah, and it's not just Atlanta or wherever else you mentioned.
He
went country with it. But I understand what Joe is also saying, too, that there are a lot of females out here that expect a guy to pay on the first date.
That's
you know, your
true.
Sister, she mentioned that she's not cut of that cloth, and I understand and respect that. But there are probably about 80% of the women that listen to your show are the very first ones that say, I need my bill paid, and they sit there talking to some dude wanting that bill to be paid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And then get mad when he wants some ass.
Can I bring this up? Think about this.
And let me say this to the ladies listening, and I'm going to shout out the conference owner. I said I would. Let me say this.
7 minutes
I love y'all, but the majority, like Shani, y'all is so bitter. I love y'all, bro.
Yes.
But y'all is so bitter.
But you know what, though? You know what? Let me speak to that for a second, all right? And this is something I noticed, too. You know, again, I'm an old dude, so I'm looking back on some
Lisa,
years.
Your line back open. Okay, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry. I want her to know the line was still open.
When women...
the hotline because Ronan dropped.
Yeah. When women have children out of wedlock, all right? And I'm speaking specifically...
Here you go.
Yeah. Then the sum of that baby-daddy drama... The sum of that struggle, because it costs money to raise kids. All of that stuff sucks the life out of a lot of women. So by the time they hit their late 40s and 50s, they are shells of themselves. They have put so much energy, they have put so much effort into getting their kids grown and out the house that they almost have nothing left. They gave it all. Their bottle is empty. And so I see women in their late 40s and 50s, they look like they're in their 70s because they done went through so much through those years. And, it's like death by a thousand cuts. All the arguments with the baby daddy, all the hassles with the schools, all the hassles with the money, trying to make it month to month. I'm telling you, this sucks the life out of you, slowly but surely.
But that's their
like
fault, Joe.
I know.
Joe, they chose to have the kids with Pookie, Ray Ray, and Dick Will because Point Dexter wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And now they're mad that Point Dexter is with Becky.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, you know, you got to, you know, to the ladies, you got to take care of yourself. If nothing else, you got to protect you because I see so many burned out women and it breaks my heart because I know at one point in their life, they were probably vibrant and full of life. Now they're just glad.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad you said that. And let me say this, with 5 minutes left in the show, if y'all want to join the after show, 347-884-8239. Good point, Joe. I'm glad you said that. That's true. That is true.
Yeah, I'm not malicious. I'm just saying. It's an observation.
Hold on, Shonda. I'm going to piss off the ladies, and they're going to call in, because Joe Neckbone, his heart hurts when he sees that shit. Me, I'm evil and sadistic. Inside, I smile. Because I'm like, ha, you probably had a good guy that you ignore, put in the friend zone. You know, you had him, you had used as an emotional tampon. You had him listen to you complain about all the guys who were leaving you with a flaky back, and you were swallowing their babies, and you never gave them a chance. So now, flaky back is a term I stole from Ronan. That's when the guy skates on your back after he's done nailing you and you fall asleep. Pick up in the sheets and suck on you. That's a Ronan original. I'm just stealing the line.
Wow.
The bottom line is,
don't put me out there.
It's a caller, 202 area code. Your line is on.
Oh, double 202
probably double up. But look, after you've had the dudes do all that shit to you, and then you want Poindexter to come and rescue you. So this is why, inside I smell. I'm a very vindictive asshole. Deep down inside, I smile and I laugh on the inside when I see you guys suffer the consequences of your bad choices. Because you knew
better.
You chose not to do better.
But can I say this, though?
And the bad part about we do make bad choices. We do, and we end up paying for it in the end. We definitely do. Yes, we definitely do. Because there's some choices.
But why?
You know what? I'm not even getting into that.
Hey, but can I say this, though, man? Can I say this, though? It's an honest question, because, like, a genuine guy is going to sit there and look, like, how many times is she going to do this Wile E. Coyote type shit to where she's falling off the cliff, getting smacked with a boulder, putting millions of dollars in acne, and then doing the shit all over again until she's in her late 30s and 40s? I'm just trying to understand.
And I got to wait for the pussy. It ain't working.
You know what? No, I'll say this. Ronan brought a good point. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. This is like they talking about these losers and stuff. This is why I don't spend no money. You listen to these women, not y'all, or the other people in y'all. Y'all know. Anybody in the conference zone or it's on the Twitter that don't want to call in.
He didn't call it out. Oh God.
All right. This is the thing.
Hey.
Hey, I know. I think I got it covered. All right. It's the gist of it. When I listen to women, they always complain, this nigga ain't shit. He don't want to do this. He don't want to do that. But yet, this dude was playing PlayStation more than my 10-year-old cousin, and he does nothing. His ambition of working is passing out party flyers, putting on my car at night. So, but yeah, now also, but he got that woman at her prime when she was hot. Now also, I'm talking when she's a nice, ripe grape. Now when I get a hold of her, she's a damn prone, and I'm supposed to wait 90 goddamn days. He got to see you naked. He got to have fun. Why the hell you want to not have fun with me? Don't work that way. And I say this, though, what happens is that man, like Don was talking about, he makes a little money, he got a little stature, whatever, he's appealing, and that's just what happens. And what happens is those chicks, I had one try to come back when I was like 16. She turned me down for the neighborhood thug. She straight said I was corny and white acting. That's when I started banging white chicks. But anyway, I came back home on leave, and y'all know when y'all go in your mama's house, your mama always send me to the store for no reason. So she was at the grocery store. I didn't recognize her. She gained weight, gold teeth in her mouth, and the first thing
that's
on my
face. That's what Joe just said. They let themselves go.
And you know what? She had a couple of kids by a dude that was do about nothing. So I was talking to a cat just, you know, because I held no ill will because that was her personal preference. I would never get mad over someone for their personal preference. But at the same time, I was like, thank goodness that I didn't mess with her.
Let me call off the number one more time. A minute left in the show if you want to join
one
in the after
again.
Show, 347-884-8239. Let me thank everybody on the panel, too. Jay, Joe, Shani, Ronan, Covina Man, Double love, T. Smitty. You know I love you. I ain't gonna forget you, T. Smitty. Even though your ass
Thank
was
you.
Late. I appreciate everybody because I'm appreciating the positive dialogue you guys are getting. We do get good feedback. And I want to ask Shani, did I join you in the conference zone, Shani? Didn't I say you?
Shani. It's Shani like the Indians. Yeah, and you did. I'm in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know if I did
show.
Or not.
I don't
well,
say much in there.
In show.
I don't say much in there, but I am in there.
Okay. I didn't know if I did or not. If I okay, as long as I did, I want to make sure that I did. Okay, continue.
Go ahead.
Well, for the next 10 minutes, let's not butcher anyone's name. Everybody.
I know.
Her name is Shonda.
Yeah.
Shonda's name is Shonda, not Chandra. And Shonda's name is Shonda.
I think he do that.
I'm giving
something.
Y'all a hard time. And I hope Shonda
purpose.
Cooked dinner tonight.
I was eating. I'm through.
Good.
Y'all didn't hear though. She dropped a piece of her chicken. I heard it.
Oh, you heard it. I knew them. I was so damn. And it, you know when it's good to the last drop.
Yeah.
I was like, ain't this a bitch? Hey. Drop my damn piece.
I was on Facebook and someone said as a part of free chicken. I said, why the dark meat? Because I'm 50.
wow.
I don't eat no thighs.
Ooh-wee.
You is crazy for that one. You and Lisa, let me say this to my sister. There was another area code. I won't call out on names. 205. When you got into that, you made that person hang up. I just want to put that out there and let you know.
And you know what? I can give two shits about it because some people really hang up and kill themselves too. But it is what it is.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Y'all are
supposed to. Because I thought they was gonna say something, but when she went in, it went. I said, oh damn.
Yep.
It is. It is what it is.
I don't know.
But you
never
got
problems.
I want to get the plan.
Yeah.
No
one
can
pay more than
$70. I know. Because you kind of went in. For them to listen what to the whole show, and you kind of went in, and I think you just scared the person and they hung up. You kind of went in kind
of
rough, though.
How can you be scared of an opinion?
Get what a team?
I said, how can someone be scared of an opinion? The problem,
But wait a minute, we're talking, you like y'all said, some women can go in and make a man want to say something, and then she go in and he be like, okay, whoa, and he'll slow up and not want to go there because the way she sounds.
No, that's because you are a boy trying to be a man, and it's not anything, you'll be called out on that. You know, so it's sometimes it's necessary that I can be quiet.
I hear all the guys popping
then.
And clearing their throats and stuff.
No disrespect to the ladies. But I hate it when women try to dictate what a man is, what being a real man is.
I knew y'all was going to do it.
That's what I'm
like
telling my sister probably
man.
Why he got offended because when she said that, she did that on air and that kind of made it because it's like, damn, now you got to talk. Then I ain't no man.
No, but what I'm saying, usually, I don't know there's different stipulations, but I just feel like if you've never been able to stand on your own two feet, this is just my definition. If you've never been able to stand on your own feet, be it your mama had to have your back, your girlfriend, your wife, you've never been able to stand on your feet. You are a bitch-made nigga. It is what it is.
Okay. Let's
that has nothing to do with whether a guy's a man or not. That means you're not an adult.
Yeah.
That's about adulthood, not
you made
being
me
a man.
Choke on that one.
Every man got that broke-ass friend, though. Every man got, I got a friend right now that ever since we was in our teens, our early teens, 14, 15, this nigga never had no money. Still ain't got no money. You know? So he in our 50s, he's older than me. He's like 53, 54. If I go hang out with him, it's like, oh, yo, man, can
you
spot me? I do it only because he's been broke my whole life. But he got a woman.
But you know, I was gonna say he may be broker than the drug, but he probably gets more pussy than like all of us combined.
But that's usually the way it is. But they have to have a woman.
Where that's normal. Where they do that at?
Everywhere. You know what?
Unravels.
Hey, I got a friend.
Women got low self esteem.
And that's what they
go for. I got a friend worse than your friend. One of my homeboys.
in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. This nigga credit was so bad, it was so bad to bring it back movies when he had to go to the movie store Blockbuster. He couldn't he couldn't open up a Blockbuster account or a Premier Hollywood account in the city of Montgomery and the surrounding cities. He couldn't open up in a movie. This guy, hey, get this. He had his girlfriend, house, she was there, a parent, order a wrestling of pay-per-view, and before it ended, it was time to pay up. He was gone.
She shouldn't even mess with him no more. And he cheap and broke.
Hey, get this. He works at UPS, the part-time UPS. A lot of people work part-time, like some money. They offer him manager spots over and over again, but he keeps trying to down because he don't want to be at work any longer. He don't want to go to hours. And yet, he is banging a badass chick. And she loves what they love together.
Yeah,
that chick is bad.
And speaking of credit score, again, how about dudes whose credit score is so low that you could actually put them on a basketball jersey? They're the ones. those guys are the ones who have women throwing themselves more at them. Shit. My credit score was over 800 at one point, and I wasn't getting that kind of play. I was just saying.
But you know what?
Hey, dude, the dude credit score is
Yeah, yeah. These dudes are experts at telling women what they want to hear. And that's the thing.
Right.
See, and this is
exactly
why. Dudes can look at other dudes and see they ain't shit. Dudes can tell right away. And I tell women, you know what? The best way to tell how real a man is, go to his home. A, if you cannot go to his home, he ain't shit. Right, for whatever reason.
Hold on, because
there's some guys who got an elaborate home and everything, and he still ain't shit. He's from Wall Street, everything.
Dude,
we're talking about like cleaning house.
Yeah, we're trying to put him in the 80th percentile. We're trying to eliminate the knuckleheads from the bottom of the pack, you know? Those top-level dudes that ain't shit, those are hard to detect. But, you know, there's a whole lot of women that are never going to see a guy like that because they stuck on the low-level knuckleheads.
Yeah,
so
that's
what I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying to get him away from, you know, look, go to a man's house, look in his closet. Look in his closet.
Yeah.
If he ain't got suits, look in his bathroom. Look at how he's living, because how he's living is going to say a whole lot, because he's going to tell you one thing. Yeah, man, I'm an entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, fine. Go to his house. If his bed is on the floor, if he got TV on a milk crate, that's going to tell you a whole lot about him and how he's living.
Here's the thing that we keep missing, because, again, he can have all those possessions, no matter he's on the lower end or the upper echelon, whatever you want to call it. How that guy carries himself, treats other people. That's the value of that dude.
Good point.
Because
seen
a legion of women who had that luxury lifestyle and had the dog shit beat out of them. Or he's out there bringing home STDs and everything like that. So, again, you could have, all the money in the world, but certain things in life are priceless. You can't buy them, you can't lease them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll say this, though. Hey, I'd rather a woman get her ass beat by a nigga with a little cash in his pocket than one that can't put two nipples
well, damn.
Together. Hey, I always say this. If he gonna get pregnant or wedlock, let the nigga have a job, but I ain't talking about washing cars.
I'm with you, because
have y'all watched on court shows like Judge Joe and stuff? These chicks work at Wendy's. Yeah, I gave my man $5,000 for his music career. I just gave him $3,000.
Yeah, I'm tired of them broke rappers.
Hey,
shut
up. I can't get a woman to get me a goddamn ham sandwich for less than $3,000.
But you know what? That's true. Why it is that men wait? That you do hear a lot of women on court show always his rap career. That's almost like that scene in that movie.
With Gabrielle Union, Daddy's Little Girl.
No, Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah.
He's 4 years old. I want to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Or promoter.
Hey,
y'all
remember that? Remember Tuka play that game? This is why I always stress to dudes, have your shit together before you try to be serious with a woman, because if she tries to help you build yourself up and you leave, all hell gonna break loose because you're like, well, I can get you up. And now you got a little money and stuff. I cleaned your teeth. Because remember New Jack City when Nino
like
jumped out that red bone? And he said, Nino, I taught you how to read. You remember that?
You're going to be mad at Bad T. Smitty, because Because that's why Brenda Ritchie would Lionel Richie ass. If she'd been there with you on the come over, you had nothing from Tuskegee. As soon as you blow up in all this money, you I ain't mad at that.
That's
when
they come up first, then
settle
down.
Shonda, here's the thing. I gotta say to your those ladies who are blowing up your Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to what we were saying earlier, you know, T. Smitty can't get a ham sandwich. We have a freaking heat wave killing people in Philly here.
Well,
how come you ladies gonna get pussy to Pookie, Ray Ray, and Big Girl, but you won't get Poindexter a freaking ice cold Pepsi?
Damn.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. That's like, Don, what was that you sent me before was saying teach your daughters? It was one with a thug with sagging pants and the other one was a brainiac he had on glass. I don't know. It comes from home. It all starts at home. What you're showing your kids, what you bringing home and letting your kids see. I mean, that's just what's instilled. I agree.
Well,
but I'm also agree with my sister, and I think Shawnee said it, too. We can go Dutch. I don't have a problem paying my own way, but I've been the type of woman in my early 20s. Some happened in the 30s, but in my 20s, I always took care. Buying the shoes, helping them blow up, do this and that, and then I get fucked out the deal.
I got a question for the ladies, and we would appreciate an honest answer. It's a two-part question. What is the exciting part of this intentional struggle, like when you are in the prime of your youth, and it's like you have to have your own personal double dare challenge with the worst of the worst or questionable decisions, and then, you know, you blame it on self-esteem, and then when it comes to that aha moment, like somewhere near the twilight of your good years, now something you want to do right. Then the other part of it is when you say, is my body my choice, how come intuition and that conversation is usually not only one-sided but disabled during situations?
What's the question again? I missed half of it.
Okay, the first part was, what is it about the intentional struggle that makes it all that exciting that so many are still doing it? And the second part is, when it comes to these bad decisions, why is it that intuition is always to blame afterwards?
You said, twilight years is when the bulb go off, and it's, you find out or learn later. That's a good question. You want to ask first, Johnny?
Don't answer at once. I mean, just...
No, that's why that...
I'm really still trying to get the question. Now... why is it all of a sudden women want to change when they get older?
I guess with the men that don't have nothing.
When you had a legion of kids, you know, you're losing the war with gravity, outright value, you know, all your bad decisions are pretty much coalescing in your later years. Now the guy that was in the friend zone, now he's the breakout of, you know, the emergency glass now.
It's because you finally realize, because eventually you feel like you're lonely and there's nothing else. You don't want to die by yourself, even though you do die by yourself.
Why don't they struggle with the guy who's going to build something? Why don't they struggle with Poindexter as he's coming up, as opposed to struggling with Pookie, Rary, and Dick?
You've never seen the Poindexter. You've seen the Pookie and the Ray Ray and Dayquil.
I got a little flag on that one because, again, I've seen women go on Google and know how to put videos of twerking on their step-by-step. There's information out there to do it. It seems like it's that attention at that time, because I've seen so many get the opportunity. Like, this guy is going somewhere, and she's going to pick up little nut-nut down the street who just got out of jail.
I don't have children, and that wasn't my thing.
It's not even the children aspect. It's about the situation. There's women I knew who got ran through in high school,
right?
And now that she didn't have no kids, but now it's like, hey, I need a guy to wife me now because my biological clock is
stopwatch.
Basically, that's it. The biological clock is ticking, and she's lonely. She doesn't want to. She's tired of being the bridesmaid at all of her friends' weddings. She's tired of watching these daggone shows on TV where they're a baby story, whatever. Her biological clock is really ticking, and eventually she does want that fairy tale story or dream of being married and settling down. Why she goes through her past the way she does is because maybe she was just horny.
Well, and
that's it.
I don't know, and I guess I can't actually answer that because I've just never been one child. I wasn't going to have a bunch of different baby daddies. That was just not my issue in life. Get a divorce, get your tubes tied, hell, I'm done. Done with you.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong women, I guess, to get the answer that you're looking for.
Well, see, this is all an encompassing question because it don't even have to be with the children part. There's some women I know that had to move several times.
Let me say this,
Walter,
because I do understand
what you're
saying.
The whole city knows about her in a certain way.
But let me say this because I do understand what he's saying, and let me say this to my sister. I totally understand what Ron is saying. My sister knows as we coming up, it was me and her. We had a brother, but he died. Long story. When a woman picked the Pookies, and then now, me and my sister, my daddy say this to us now. I don't understand you and your sister, how y'all can let me and live with y'all, or you guys do this, and you, me and your mama been married almost 50 years. Where did you guys see? But I have to tell my dad, what did you show me? Yeah, you was married, but you cheated. So the Pookie and the Day Rose, what you showed me and my sister is you take care of home, you but you're physically not there. You left the money there. You leave on a Friday. You come back Sunday. So when a woman see a man, like if there was a Ronan or a Don in the house, if their father was right there, or in a CEO or a company or something like that to show his daughter, because this is what I tell men with daughters. The first person a girl learn to love is her father. So when you treat her respect and you take her out and you do fatherly things, she going to expect the man to do that to her. But if you spend no time with your daughter, I can recall one time my father told me love as a kid. He tell me every day now. I'm grown because we have a better relationship that was built when I was in high school. But as a kid, I didn't hear that, not from him. So I got the Pookies in the Day Rose where I
right.
didn't carry him because that's what my mom did. That's what
I didn't get the Pookies. I didn't get the Pookies. And we were raised in the same house. I didn't
your
get
ass left early.
Yeah,
my daddy told you if you can't follow the rules, get your shoes, I got your coat. You said, okay, and I'm out, and you leave.
Well, here's the problem, ladies, because we can talk about the preacher's kid, because there are some ladies out there who have their fathers in their lives. I mean, he's an adamant protector and everything. But these are the same chicks that snuck out, and I snuck out with a few, that
you better stay here.
Dipped off and got done in, you know, not even telling her dad, even though he's out there looking for her and everything like that. She's doing her damn thing. So, again, like I said, it's all-encompassing because there are fathers who are still there. But either they're...
Cause they're
but
they're
not mentally, Ronan.
But,
not emotionally. Mentally,
yes,
they're not.
And
physically,
that's true.
Yes.
But and then also it's the excitement of doing – you're trying to categorize all these females into one category, and it's hard to do that. But with those females, they're looking for the excitement. There's another group of females that didn't have the father around, and they're searching for love. There's another group of females that just don't know what to do, and they just decide to live that lifestyle and claim that they're independent, and they're going to screw whatever comes their way, and they're happy with it. I mean, so you can't just encompass all of us into that group because each of us are dealing with emotional issues one way or another.
That's true.
Yes.
And see, what I mean by that, Rhonda, when you said the dads are there, that there are some dads there, but they're there physically, mentally, emotionally, they're not there. They're dead. Like that song by the OJs, your body here with me, but your mind on the other side of town. Because some fathers don't want to be there because of the mother. Either she bitter or bitching or he got somebody else treating him better. But the kid's seeing this, but they're getting neglected. So emotionally,
you know,
mentally, he's not there. He's not talking to his kids, telling them what he's not showing them anything. So
you know
some
and then at some point, regardless, you can be raised in the best home.
I agree.
But at some point in life, you're going to make your own decision, regardless how you were raised. You're going to go with that inner thought, that inner being. And sometimes it's just fucked up.
And I like, personally, I like the nerds, but if the nerds aren't looking for me, they're looking for the white girl.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Anyway, but you know what? Hold on, Smitty.
Hold on, Smitty. They're not only looking for the white girl, they're also looking for the girl that's that Coke bottle shape. And, you know, I'm a thick girl. It's according to what these men want. You know, after a while, we basically settle for the first guy that comes our way because we're not in the categories that you guys are choosing. Ronnie, you got to give it to her. I agree with Shawnee.
I'll say this, though, man. Like, I think your sister touched on it, Shawnee. Y'all sound alike. Y'all got to announce yourselves and y'all talk. No matter how much coach, I don't care that daddy live with that girl every day, talk to her, read a bedtime story, tucked her in. I don't care that girl got much love in the world. Nothing, no amount of coaching, preparation, whatever, could trump her emotion. Nothing. And because let's be honest here, everybody has, you know, gone, how should I say this? Everybody has gone and made that right turn at Albuquerque instead of making the left. You know, but a lot of times her emotions are gonna trump that whatever coaching. Because we already know how these guys get to win.
You know,
it's
not even the daddy's coaching. You know, sometimes it's the women who are raising these children or the lack of teaching these young girls what to do. That's part of the other problem as well. And women do not like telling the truth to their children. Oh, it just happened, so and so this happened.
Ooh, you know what it is? I know why. Because with women, I know so many, I'm not talking about y'all. I got to say this again. So many of them are so worried about not looking bad.
Yeah. Right.
Telling the truth.
Exactly.
I was 13, my sister was 11, 14 or 12, something like that. Mom took her dad's house. Yes, a black man actually had a daddy in his life. I know y'all looking at a damn anomaly. Wow, what did you know? And we had the same daddy, too. Wow, what did you know? But anyway, she told us before I even dad talked to us, because she always made sure we were sex ed classes. No, my mama said, I know y'all going to have sex one day. I'm not going to try to stop y'all, because y'all, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it anyway. You know what she taught us about? Responsibility.
Yeah. Yes, like,
being responsible. You know, my mama told me about child support, and I'm still petrified at today. Hell, because my mom and daddy got divorced. He was staying with my late grandmother for a couple of years. She skinned his ass up. I'll let you know right now. Well, I know my dad was always close to our grandmother, too, so he always came by every day. Like, son, your sister, y'all know about that, you know. The son, they always come by and check on his mom all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So I know they had a special relationship, and he's still taking her heart after she passed, you know, but it was just like child support. She told me about that, and my mama also said, you have a baby at 16. You ain't going to live here. You're going to live with them. Y'all be a family together. They said there ain't going to be no parties. But she told us the truth and wasn't worried about making it like you encouraging sex, because she was honest. Now, how many of us had a beer at a senior party? You know, probably tried a cigarette. I didn't really try smoking, but I had a beer or something. Some people try weed. Some people had sex. People are going to do whatever, but you got to teach them to be responsible.
That's right.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, though? I remember my nephew had a little friend over, and my nephew was in his teens, and he had a little partner over. And I said to him, I said, hey, man, you know, I come in town. I said, hey, how's your mama doing? And the dude got all pissed off and puffed up and everything. And I'm like, yo, what's going on with this? Well, anyway, my man's mama was a neighborhood hoe, okay? And so she had slept with so many dudes in the neighborhood. And so here his son is, you know, he's in his late teens, you know, we're talking like 17, 18. And these dudes wasn't discreet about it. They'd be like, yo, tell your mama I said hey. You know, stuff like that. And so when I said to him, you know, tell your mama hi, he's figuring I got with her too. And I had to pull him to the side and tell him, look, your mom's my neighbor, man. You know, I had nothing but respect for her. She's always treated me and my family kindly. I'm just saying hello. And he was cool with it after that. But, I mean, he had to live with that legacy in the neighborhood.
Wow.
And so eventually, she moved to Virginia and reset a clock. You know, she moved to Virginia and became a virgin again. But, I mean, you know, it was notorious.
I mean, literally, she had slept with most of the dudes within a 4-square block area. You know, so I mean,
oh,
you know,
dear
as,
Lord.
Yeah,
it ain't about
the
Kegels. I
yeah.
hear what you're saying. She can stop, but I don't. She probably all stretched out. That's good. She changed and regrouped, moved, clean, fresh start. But I don't know what part makes them think
that
they can do that, and it's gonna go right back. It's gonna shrink. I don't.
Shonda,
know.
Look,
no,
look
like
move.
A hobby roast beef sandwich.
The new guy she dates, the new guy she gets with, he may not know any of that, but then whenever they go visit a family, no, but the thing is, he may not even know, because, no, some people, Kegel can work one. No, Shonda, unless she was having sex with Mandingo or Lexington Steel,
yeah.
you know, she might shrink if she wears her muscles. However, when they go someplace and all the guys giving him that look, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a snickering, that's when he's going to find out. And to me, that's deception. Would she be woman enough to admit to the new guy, look, this is the shit I used to do. And if we go back
so
to my
she,
old neighborhood.
So should she admit that she's done anything?
I feel bad for the boy.
She should.
I would actually respect a chick who was honest about her sexual history versus me coming out and find out by the neighborhood, oh, you with her? Dude, let me tell you.
Okay. Hold on. I got something for Felicia, you listening? Okay, I work in research. One of the things, part of the training we have to do, like even at my new job, especially now that I'm at I'm working at UPenn, which is one of the top research institutions in the world, they drill you up the ass with HIPAA laws as far as privacy and stuff when you got
mm-hmm.
a human sample. Not only do you want to keep patients' stuff private, but also before you do any kind of surgery or experiment on people, you gotta have something called informed consent. They have to know what you're doing, what the hell the risks are, as well as the benefit, and they make a informed decision. Well, guess what? Dating someone is the same thing. You know, people say, oh, it's none of your business what I used to do before. No, you gotta show me the whole facts. I need to know. Just like I want to know if a car had an accident, if the transmission has to be rebuilt, if that's a rebuilt engine and all that. You need to know, because you know what? You could have 99.99% of the men. Shut up, Ronan. You can have 99% of the men turn you down. All you need is that one guy who can accept it. Just like for dudes. Look, I'm a lame, I'm a square, I'm a nerd. I have to find that one woman who was willing to accept me as I am, even though most of you black American women thought I was too corny and acting white. Same deal. If you, as a woman, you were slutty and stuff, give the men the choice to make an informed decision, because one guy can say, okay, you were slutting it up.
I hear what you're saying.
Put you really a dick wheel, but I'll still accept you.
Because I'm so dumb. I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm hearing what you're saying. However, you know, when the lady is turned, because I'm knocking close, I'm 40, I'm about to be 41. When we get a certain age, sometimes you have to really sit back and question, should I tell this guy the truth? Because if I do, you know, I really do want to be married. But if I tell him the truth, I'll lose the opportunity in walking down the aisle or saying my vows in front of the justice of peace or whatever.
Yeah, but
so,
if he marries you and you don't tell him the truth, that's marriage
and
a false pretense.
And I was
yeah.
getting ready to say, so are you willing to jeopardize what you may have in the future just because you don't want to tell the truth? Oh, trust me, I tell all my business.
Any
yeah,
relationship
that's what
requires
I like about
you to take
you,
a
Sean.
Risk.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. I mean, if you're really serious about stuff, you're going to take a risk. I mean, like, that's how you build intimacy. Like, now, sometimes it may take a little while because certain things are kind of hard to digest. But, again, like, if you're really with that person, that's out of genuine interest. You give that person an opportunity to make a fair decision. That way, when they bring it up in your face, no, I told you before, that's the decision you made.
So, David, I'm giving you the fax paper and the ink. Come on, you ready?
Yeah.
And see, that's my thing, and I don't think that's right that it, okay, she being honest, and as she should, but I don't think men should judge someone. If someone been with more, then women
I
have,
like
but
slut.
Then I just think that's all wrong, that double standard thing. I just don't
know.
Yeah, it's
the
truth.
Okay.
We got to be honest with ourselves. There's going to be some double standard. If I know your history and you've been through the west side of my family, then I'm going to have an issue. But still, I mean, Okay, I go and understand it. Like, you got some guys who sit there and fantasize, like, she's only supposed to have five dudes at max, you know, whatever wild number. But, again, like, I understand, like, okay, I know you're not a virgin. If you are, that's cool. If not, then I would like to know for the sake of my health and yours. If you, I mean, because I want to know if you've been to the free clinic or, you know, how, you know, up-to-date is your health history or something like that. Do I need to know, is there anything that will pop up? Do I want to question everything afterwards with you? That's basically what someone in genuine is supposed to know.
I hear what you're saying, Ronan, but look, I hear what you're saying, Ronan, but there's a thing when you tell too much truth, a guy does not like it. A guy does not like too much truth. If that was the case, you know, y'all all appreciate and respect me.
Takes is that one guy. You can have 99,000 of them turn you down. All you need is that one. Look, let me take it to the church for a second.
Where are you at,
a lot of reform hoes are in the church. Let's put it this way. You can have changed your ways. You're honest about it. But you know what? There's something called consequence. You can be... Forgiveness does not absolve you of consequence. And again, to all my hypocritical ladies out there who felt their Bibles but never read it. Okay, when Jesus was on the cross, that thief next to him who said, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom." Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." He did not say, "You're not going to die a horrible death." He did not say, "I'm going to take you off of that cross." He still had to suffer a very painful and humiliating form of execution. That's what crucifixion is.
Yeah, and as Christians, they know that that's what they're supposed to do too. Supposed to, but they don't do it. But anyway.
Exactly. But, well, the point is, he was forgiven. He was forgiven, but he still had to face the consequences.
Because
you know what? He was a thief.
Not that many men are as forgiving. And that's
Thank
the bottom
you,
line, and that's
Sean.
The truth.
But you know what? Can I say this, though? First, whenever you tell the truth, you got to be able to deal with what the consequences are. If you can't handle it, don't live the lifestyle. But I'll say this, though.
Thank you. Because every day you have a consequence.
I tell you what, though. I like sluts because they put out. I don't know. Hey, because I'm going to be honest with you.
You did not just say that.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. Today's women, I hate to bust these dudes' bubbles. Today's women have a body count that'll make the Terminator cringe. If her ass went to college, she been fucking. If she went on spring break, she probably fucked a dude she ain't know his name. Being honest with you, cause guess what? I was a guy on the receiving end. I loved it. But the main reason I want to know if one was a slut is how I'm gonna approach her. I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't doing no song and dance, no dosey do with a woman that had a bunch of dicks. I want some pussy too. I ain't waiting.
Oh, I gotta mute my line.
T-Smitty, here's the thing. You're forgiving because you didn't like sluts because they put out. Now, a guy like me, if I was still single, I would hate sluts. You know why? Because the sluts were putting out to everyone except me. So why does anybody want to get with me at this point in my life when I got my stuff together, I got no debt, and then they want to come with me with the children they had from Pookie River and Dayquil? So, hey, I'm a vindictive motherfucker. Yeah, and Duracell.
I'm a vindictive motherfucker.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know what, Smitty? When you hit your 50s, they're all putting out. Trust me on this. There ain't no virgins at this age. Yeah, either put it this way. It's one of two extremes. Either they all putting out or they not putting out at all. The shop is closed. It's dusty. The lock is rusted.
Wow.
Do you want to deal with Botox pussy, Smitty?
I'm just saying, though, you know, like when a lot of women reach that age, they realize, man, I'm in my 50s. I ain't got a whole lot of time left. What am I holding on to this for? And so, you know, because they've been taught to hold on to it. Well, you know what? When you hold on to it, I hate to say it, there's a time limit on all this stuff. Just like if you hold on to your dick too long, it ain't going to work. Trust me on that.
I have a perfect analogy, y'all. Y'all remember, you thought hold on too long. You remember that part on House Party when Kill Jerry met Sweet with Sydney and that condo was in that wall a bit too long. It was no good to anybody. Y'all remember that part?
Look, I hear what you're saying too, Negwall, but you know what? After you've been out there for too long,
I need somebody to
you
kind
of get, but you get tired of going through that whole game. My thing is, you know, I've abstained for several years, and you know, prior to my little last fling, it was 5 years before that. So no, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me. However, you know. Dumbass.
I believe you.
It's okay.
And it ain't
nothing
wrong with you because I'm with you too. Mine out of order. You could call it cobwebs. Ain't nobody getting up in this motherfucker. You got to earn it. And I can count on one hand how many my big, but I don't give a shit. You got to earn it.
Shani,
quit,
you
do whatever you want to do.
Shani, before you have sex again, stop at Home Depot or Lowe's and get a can of a WD-40. Okay.
He did not just say that.
But I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, you hit your 50s and you say to yourself, because, you know, at a certain age, there are no such thing as hoes. And the reason that there are no such thing as hoes is because there just ain't that amount of dick going around.
But,
that's
yeah,
deep like that.
That's true. It's not amount. There's not that many that are out there that's throwing it. That is true.
Yeah.
However,
but
they
throw it back out at the same time, though.
When you look
they throw
at
it back out at the same time.
Yeah, but they throwing it back. But when you look at the statistics, what does it say
yeah.
with women who are over 50 in the African American community? Most of them have what? HIV, STD, or AIDS.
Just getting ready to say, what happened? Is it because
yeah.
they're afraid of the men who you look at? Some are bisexual, and these women, like, I'm older, half of my life gone. I got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask
you women a question though? It was like I know how women feel about men asking them about their sexual history. So how come women women don't want that question asked? How come you ask us we ever fucked a dude before?
She got a right
to
know that.
Peace, Randy. Nowadays they have to ask that because there's some undercover ass niggas running around here. So you have to be honest.
But what I'm asking is that if that man get judged by that, because let's be honest here, the CDC said most cases are from heterosexual sex. Now, the man or woman was gay before then, but what I'm saying is that if they get to ask his business, question about him, they got to ask about her because they can carry too, and I can get burned. So
you're right about that. Lesbian relationships, and they can pass on gonorrhea and different STDs out there because...
Guys, it's even more simpler than that. Look, you got so many women, they want to say, oh, man, the black men are hollow, black men this. Ladies, stop fucking with guys you know are taking intravenous drugs like heroin, okay? When he's sharing
yeah.
needles, that's even more dangerous than if he's a butt-fucking bandit.
I'm sorry, but a heroin dude is not sexy. I don't know if you've seen what they look like. They look just like these kids
hey,
on meth. They look nasty.
But you know what, though? Also, Ron was talking about the CDC that was talking about, like, that's at the lesbian STDs is going up. Partly, because
yeah.
let's be real, a lot of these lesbians, especially the bull daggers, they are promiscuous as hell. And,
yes, they are. And
they got a stable chick. And what happens, a lot of times, not properly clean the sex toys because they actually recommend wearing a condom when those women you strap on. So
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of women who experimented now.
If it's a silicone toy, ladies, you can put it in the dishwasher.
Hey, but can I say this real quick? You see a lot of these chicks now, black folks here, women who got kids end up with a bulldagger, but next thing you know, they want to come back with a man. But if a man dates a man, he's the scarlet letter. He has leprosy. Come on.
You damn right.
Can you really be honest? Like, you know, a dude says, you know what, after 15 years of getting my asshole blown out, now I like chicks. Can you really take him seriously? No. Look at Antoine Dawson. Now he's a black Hebrew Israelite.
Oh,
hey, Antoine Dodson, man. Ain't that from y'all 205? Oh, that's 251, my bad. Huntsville.